guys were good.
We weren't.
Hello and welcome to the Avengers podcast. We are live on Twitch right now, assembling with our listeners. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, at Avengers Podcast. You see it below if you're watching the video stream. And if you want to check out the YouTube, we just reacted to Deadpool and Wolverine, youtube.com/TheAvengers. Appreciate it if you want to go over there. Keith did some lovely video editing. Go check it out. It is really rad stuff. And to support the show, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1. Just a cup of coffee one time. Maybe less than. I don't know. That's what they used to say on infomercials back in the day. Hey, dollar a month.
Cup of coffee. Coffee's expensive.
It is expensive. But guys, we're here live on Twitch. Hope you're doing well. Just to let you know, we're going to be talking Echo, What If. If you have not watched those shows, spoiler alert. We're also going to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. Fantastic Four casting news. We're going to rank the What If episodes. We're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. And if you hang out after the stream, we're going to play Quiplash with our listeners. So stay tuned the whole time and play an interactive fun game with us. It's going to be a fun night. So we're super excited.
All super right. Excited!
Woo! Garrett's watching us from the shower. Is that weird for us?
No, never.
We actually...
It would be weird if we were watching you in the shower.
So here's the thing. YouTube tells us where people are watching. Oh, are they watching? It's a couple of options. Are they watching on their phone? Are they watching on the TV? Or are they watching in the shower? 98% of our listeners watch us from the shower. So it's a really, it's a cool perk. It's really,
sexy.
Really cool. Sounds moist.
They shouldn't be so surprised with the whole, all the wet blankets.
Yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. oh my gosh. So, So, hello.
Hello, fuckers.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you doing, John?
So,
we're going to jump right in. I think we need to jump in. We got 5 comments to get to from our listeners. I say we jump right in and hear from our listeners on the latest and greatest and see what their thoughts are, guys. If you're cool with that, I'm going to roll with those comments.
I'm not cool with that.
Okay, well, I'll be cool enough for the both of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, guys, just a heads up. We did ask for our patrons to let us know their thoughts on What If and Echo. You could tell us your thoughts on one, both, or, you know, whatever you want, probably. But yeah, we're going to get those thoughts right now. So Tim, thank you so much for giving us a good comment. He said, hello, friends. I had a good time with this show. I think this season from start to almost finish was more engaging than season one. So I'm assuming he's talking about What If, because there was nothing for Echo there. Sure. That being said, I do have some additional thoughts. First, Keith, you had said you hated Hank being evil in season one. I really love that because it was a nod to the line in Ant-Man that the suit took a toll on him. I can't talk. Guys, I've worked all day. I'm so sorry. Specifically, it alters the chemical makeup on his brain, leading to his unstable mental status in the comics. Then he lost the only people he loved, so it broke him. Yeah, they didn't say it, but the one lore in What If is heavily predicted on the lore in other projects. That's why it works to be so fast-paced, in my opinion. Okay. Gonna pause there because Keith...
Based.
Keith, about time you get called out. We've been doing it for 3 years now. How's it feel?
I'm so glad that Tim was the first person to cut. He's not the first person, but no, I forgotten that detail, to be honest with you. I have not rewatched that specific What If episode since it first came out. I would like to revisit it and see. I think that episode in particular, what bothered me even more so than Hank being the villain, was all the ways that each Avenger was getting killed, specifically the Hulk explosion, the inflation and... of Hulk. Yeah. There's something about that I really hate.
Yeah.
It's just the look of it, the way that it was animated, or just inflation in general is really creepy to me. So yeah, that's the knee-jerk thing that is in my head when I think of that episode is like, nightmare fuel. Yeah. But no, I love the idea that the suit is actually like made Ant-Man a little crazy and had an effect on him that was undesired. So yeah, that's a cool point.
Thanks, so Tim. Tim is actually with us live on Twitch right now, and I love this because we get that real-time feedback. He says, I can concede that you're right about the Hulk. I didn't care for that either. So good stuff. Good to see you, Tim. So yeah, we'll keep on going with the comment. Also, someone said that I was drinking. No, this is working all day and an energy drink. Straight sober tonight. So that just tells you how bad I can't read right now. Okay, season two. My favorite episode was the Hulk Hogan episode. Maybe it's the fact that I was stuck at work on Christmas Eve. Maybe it was because it was a much needed time to turn off my brain during the holidays. My least favorite episode was the Iron Man and Grandmaster episode. It had its moments, but it never really engaged me. It really just had me want to play the N64 pod racing game. That came out 25 years ago. Does anyone else feel old? I'm going to pause right there because the Nintendo 64 was the first console I had an NES. It was my brother's hand-me-down, but when I was 9 years old, I got a Nintendo 64, and damn it, that system changed my entire life. So, yeah.
I remember that game. That game was dope. That game was a good time.
Yeah, really. It was a good time. So, Emmy, do you feel old? You look old.
I feel old. Yeah, I am old. My kids remind me of that every single day.
Okay. All right. Keith and just I have put a up week. A sign that said agreed. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.
You forget we have video now, right?
Oh, that sucks. I get called out. So awesome. Well, but he did make some points. He liked the Hulk Hogan episode. Did I miss something? Hulk Hogan was in What If season two.
It was Hogan, Happy Hogan, that he became a Hulk. For a second I was like, wait, but no, it's very clever. Very clever.
If he started talking about taking your vitamins and saying your prayers, brother, that would have been really great. But he didn't. So I don't know. What was your.
That was probably one of the greatest. Of the episodes.
Yes.
This is the Christmas one.
Hey, stay tuned. Yeah. We're going to be ranking the What If episodes shortly. So you'll find out what we think of the What If tier. Emmy's favorite show, What If. So I can't wait to hear her rankings.
Yeah. What's the bottom tier? What's below that?
Oh, I don't know. We'll find that out tonight, I think. I like season one's finale better than two. I enjoy a little strange action, pun intended, as much as the next guy, but words can't compare how I felt about them finally giving Ultron respect. I love Ultron in the comics. I won't get into it here because this is fairly long, but I'll post proof on Discord why Ultron is arguably as big of a threat as every heavy hitter on every team on the comic Earth 616. Strange Supreme just isn't as interesting to me, even though I enjoy the character. So, what, Emmy, you obviously loved What If Season 2. What'd you think of the Strange finale?
We done seen it. We seen it in Season 1.
Yeah. I think my...
He does go back on, like, his whole arc in that season.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to bring up, Keith. As, like, it wasn't... The thing of Strange Supreme being the evil bad at the end, it was the fact that they just ignored everything in season one and his growth and his character development to just say, yeah, now he's just evil and capturing people, you know, like, and it's the whole for Christine thing, like the whole for love gets old really quick to me. Like how many people are just, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little bit, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little jaded. I just can't see that being why you would do so many horrible things just for one person. Like these heroes know like the greater good sacrifice. I mean, they see it every single day when they're doing things. And then all of a sudden it's just like, but Christine though, like, I'm like, come on, man. Like it just makes
them what's feel, so special about Christine.
It just feels 13 year old
notebook.
Yeah. Oh, she was in the notebook, but it just feels very 13 year old in love. Like it doesn't feel like an adult making adult decisions. It just feels like,
true.
Like, and I just, that gets old really quick to me.
She's got beer flavored nipples.
She probably has a
in the comments. It. Tell me what movie that's from.
And you know what? She probably has a gat. You know what I mean? She's probably got that. And it was like,
she does.
That's the only reason Strange is like willing to take everything. Is, you know, anyway.
Anybody? That movie? Anybody?
Yeah. Oh, we'll wait for the chat. But we do have my one wish for future seasons will never happen. I'm fully aware as I type that it will never happen. I want 6 to 9 episodes, 69, which have wildly different tones and art styles. Like imagine a 1940s episode in black and white or illustrated in Timely's 1940 art style for one episode where Namor and Azuri, T'Challa's grandpa, join the allies because Hitler becomes a threat to Lokan and Wakanda, a clear nod to the 616 comics. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. This is a big comment. Keith, our resident artist, I'm so glad you threw your hand up. That's exactly who I was going to refer to. What would you think of this?
100%. That would be so cool. Like it'd be like the Animatrix, like giving, doing little shorts done by different animators, giving different animators a chance to show, you know, up and coming animators. Mm-hmm. You know, Disney can get their hands on them and give them this once in a lifetime opportunity to do an episode of What If. That'd be sick. That'd be a great way to not only bolster artists in general, but also it would give us a break from this god-awful fucking animation that I can't stand looking at sometimes. Oh. But the What If animation pisses me off. They did way better this season. The action, like I said, the backgrounds, there was a lot more beauty in this season, and I think it was because it was maybe less rushed. Mm-hmm. But the faces, it's just not how I would want to draw people. I don't know. I feel like a prick saying that, but...
You have every right to critique. If you're wondering why, see this artwork of Emmy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Emmy, look to your right.
I feel like I'm saying that and then my style is there actually it is. Identical.
There it is. Aren't you so proud of that artwork?
I am so proud. Did you see how long it took for me to mentally figure out what
direction
side my right was? Yep. Turn to my right. Okay, all right. Underneath my desk, I was doing that.
Yeah, so, yeah, guys, if you want to give Emmy shit for not knowing what left and right is, you can do so now. But
go for it.
Yeah, wouldn't be, you know, anyway.
Guys think about that idea?
I'd love that idea.
I think that's what I said I wanted. I wanted, like, completely disconnected, just, like, do their own thing. We don't need to see Strange Supreme, honestly, ever again.
Yeah.
I'd be good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we don't need through lines for an anthology series either. Yeah, you're right.
Oh my gosh,
100%.
I feel like I'm watching the Multiverse of Madness right now. It's just as good as CG in that moment. So we see animation looks similar to the current one. Another one, animation looks similar to the current one, and another when Thor and Odin die, and every time a hero or a good person montage style falls to Loki, a splash of running water color is added until the entire show looks dreary and unrecognizable. When he has finally won and defeated everyone, he realizes he misses Thor. He realizes that his victory is hollow without the people he loves and most who are long dead. That's when Thanos appears and Loki uses powerful artifacts and across the MCU as the sole protector of the Nine Realms. No crossovers between episodes, just writers and artists devoting passion to each story, with every episode being self-contained, so that if you don't like one episode, that's fine. Next time, maybe you will. The source material is there, and you can adapt the series in ways you could never in the movies. While I do enjoy the series, I do think there's a wealth of untapped potential. I would even be okay if there was no seasons at all, and they just released a little burst, 1 to 3 episodes, of What If after every movie hits the theaters. If this show only stuck while the iron was while the iron was hot, it could really be engaging for a wide variety of audiences. This show must be a time where we can suspend disbelief and turn our brains off and just have fun. I think if they stop focusing on connecting stuff and start letting themselves be creative, fun, and weird, or hiring someone who will. There's so much here, Tim, but man, I think you're knocking it out of the park with everything you're saying. One, I like the short bursts of episodes because I think sometimes 9 episodes, especially the way they released them, talk to a podcast. Holy shit, that sucked. We were really struggling to manage that, but that's selfish reasons. But also, you know, there was...
What other kinds of reasons are there?
Touche. But I really think that the different art styles, also the comic books. And same thing with comic books. That's how comic books are made. If you don't like one, you know, keep going. Maybe you'll like this. And sometimes it plays into an overall overarching narrative. So that is, I think what Tim is saying is basically bring comics to life and really showcase that side where you don't have as much holding you down like a cinematic universe where you can be a little bit more flexible in using that stuff. That is a fucking awesome critique. And I really would have never, I mean, I think that's phenomenal, Tim. Just hats off to you. Guys, what do you think? I completely agree with him here.
Yeah.
I said it. Yeah. That was like the thing that I liked in season 1. And then season 2, I was like,
yeah,
no, I hate it.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love like that pitch for the Loki involvement too, is like, as much as I want Loki to not be, I almost want to give him a break and not have him addressed because of how good that finale was for the Loki series. Like, if you're going to bring him back for a what if thing, that is cool to have that reunited moment for them.
Yeah. Good deal. All right. Well, we're now on to our Echo thoughts. So Echo was okay. Alakwa, is it Alakwa or Alakwa? Alakwa Cox.
I think it's Alakwa.
Alakwa, cool. Alakwa Cox was awesome. The representation in the show is awesome and well executed. I think it was worth a watch, and I will rewatch it again someday. It really succeeded in making us think of the Marvel Netflix shows. I almost think that's what originally made this show just okay. It's just not as compelling to me as the likes of Daredevil, Jessica Jones, or Luke Cage. And with the feeling like I'm meant to be reminded of them, it just made the show feel or fall a little short to me. Only other thought is, I hate that they gave her powers. She didn't need them. Like, if they made the ancestors' parts more symbolic than mystical, I think it would have grounded her character more and made her more likable. Instead, it almost feels like they gave her powers in an attempt to make her seem interesting. And I hate when they do that. But a pause here, because I completely agree with both points. It felt watered down compared to the Marvel Netflix shows, as well as the superpower thing. I know I've hammered this. I'm not going to be that guy, I promise. But it did feel like, okay, the powers are coming. This is the same kind of cart that we get on for the Marvel hero journey. Sometimes I think, similar to Black Widow and Hawkeye, sometimes you don't need powers to be a hero. And I like those stories too. And I don't think we get enough of those in the MCU. So really great points. Amy, you were a fan of the show, obviously. Hearing Tim's comments, what did you think here?
I was a fan of the show, but I was still, I mean, I think that those are completely valid points.
Yeah. And
I guess I hadn't really completely thought about the superpowers, but like, I get where you're coming from. I don't hate it. It doesn't bother me, but like, I get it. I think they're valid points there.
Yeah. Keith, what do you think, man?
I think that what we talked about in the finale episode, the fact that the trailer that we saw before the show came out seemed like it was for a different show. I agree with you. It did fall a little short of what those Netflix gritty, you know, street level Netflix shows had, aside from Iron Fist, but we won't get into that until we really have to.
Thank you.
But no, I didn't mind the powers. I think that the way that they manifested, again, everything in the last episode did seem packed too tightly, like too rushed. But I didn't hate the way they manifested. I didn't expect her to be able to give her family members powers.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming at all. It was kind of cool, but yeah, I couldn't have guessed that. Yeah. I thought she was going to be able to just call on one at a time and be a little bit more grounded that way and just call on one and be able to do that one's skills and, you know, so forth and so on. I did not expect her to have healing abilities with the hashtag hand symbol. I didn't see that coming at all, and I really didn't know much about what I'd heard about what she did to Fisk either. So,
yeah, this is my favorite thing about this stream setup is Tim is in real time and could comment with us, and I love that he said, "Notice I didn't say Iron Fist." Ha ha.
So, I did notice that, and I appreciated that because it is there's pros to it, but they're not as many as the others. Yeah,
good deal. So we try to stay on the up and up. This week because, hey, there's a Deadpool trailer and we tried to put it out. And Keith was just want to say behind the scenes, he's like, guys, we need to do a trailer react. And really, we all did it. And then he poured like a full day into the editing. Really, really just solid work. And Keith, I can't say enough amazing things about you, man. Just a little based. But I will say this. We didn't get a chance to talk about Fantastic Four. So Tim's kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but I love it. So I'm going to read his comment. So he said, I'm hyped for the Fantastic Four. It feels right. The casting looks great. Based off the fact that it looks like a 60s timepiece is cool because Fantastic Four number one was published in 1961. I don't think that politically certain elements on their initial launch would play out as well today, but therein lies the beauty of a good comic adaptation. Nothing needs to be shot for shot remade. No character needs to look identical. We already have all those stories. What matters is being faithful to the character in terms of the story and making that story compelling and relevant. Any other nonsense about comic adaptations is just people who like to smell their own farts. Parentheses. Anyone seen that South Park episode? Yes, I have, Tim.
I love my own scent, man.
Oh, Good shit. If you want to familiarize yourself with early Fantastic Four, I highly recommend Fantastic Four Masterworks. You can usually find it for about $15 on Amazon, Target, or Barnes & Noble, and it's issues 1 through 10. Tim, I'm just going to say this. You should have your own show. Like, you are a fucking plethora of knowledge, and you just have so many well-rounded points. Great stuff. Seriously, thank you for writing us. Really, really solid points about Echo, What If, and Fantastic Four. Spoiler alert, we all fucking love the casting. I don't think we're going to be huge fans, and the artwork that they released with it gives me so much hope that there is going to be a 60s. Has it been confirmed? I thought I read it somewhere. I may have been wrong. Has it been confirmed that it's taking place in the 60s, or is it just the artwork that suggests that it's maybe taking place in the 60s?
Good question.
So
I think it would just be the artwork. How else would they join and connect with?
Well, hey, it's superheroes. Things can happen. And it would explain as well.
Oh, yeah, and we've got time travel now. Fuck.
Exactly. And hell, what if... yeah, exactly. There's time travel. There's all this different... They can easily explain it. Now, just explain it well, please. That's all I ask. Don't just stay. Well, they were blipped. Like, I want a good explanation of what was going on. Because there was a lot of events happening, obviously, before the blip. So, I don't know. But either way, it does feel like it's going to take place in the 60s. Maybe that's speculation at this point. But the casting and that, and them leaping ahead to current day, really exciting. And I read somewhere, and I don't know if it was our Discord or if it was on Twitter, but I read this, so I apologize for not giving proper credit. Don't do the Steve Rogers, a man at a time thing. Don't stay on that too long. We've already seen it before, and I agree with that critique. Let's have them there, and let's have them now, and let's kind of see how that works out. You can play with certain elements, but let's not literally bury ourselves in that. And family, Marvel's First Family, fuck yeah. So kind of spoiling all my thoughts now. I said I would give a little bit. Fucking awesome. I'm stoked about this. And Pedro Pascal, that's my wife. That's in her top five right there. That's her guy. And you know what?
Hall pass.
Yes, that's a definite hall pass for her. And I hate him because he's so damn talented. You know, like, I want to hate this guy and be like, he's not cool. No, he's fucking wonderful. He is a deserved top five. And if you're watching the stream right now, it's Emmy's. It's Emmy's crush. She's got the hearts for old Pedro. There it is. So, guys, maybe we spoil it all right now. I'm going to throw it to you, Emmy, with your backdrop. Pedro, you earned the first spot here. What are you thinking of Fantastic Four news?
I mean, you had me at Pedro. I don't really know much about the other people, and I haven't really had I've been so busy, I haven't even had a chance to really Google them and see where I know them from, or who even is, because I saw the face of the guy who is also in the Bear, and I was like, I know him from stuff. Yeah. I recognize him. And who is he?
His name is Ebon Moss Bachrach, and he's fantastic. What a cool in the Bear.
I know. He's fantastic. Did you hear that? I know why he got the spot.
He was also in the Punisher show as his guy in the chair, Micro. So that's a little controversy there, since you're bringing Barenthal back for the Daredevil series. But no, nobody gives a shit. It's fine. We want to see good actors in the right roles. And it's the first Jewish American actor to play the character. And the character is in the comics canonically.
Correct. I thought that was awesome. That's awesome. That is great to see. And I love
it. That is a good touch.
So Johnny Storm, I'm really excited about. I'm not going to lie.
Which one is he, though? He's the
Joseph
Thing?
Quinn. Wait, what? Oh, which one's Ebon? He's playing the Thing, yeah.
The Thing, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. That's what,
from Quinn. Stranger Things and some other stuff. He's going to be Johnny Storm.
He's going to be so perfect as him. I can already just, it's the casting, damn it. The only one, guys. Okay, well, let's stick on Johnny Storm for a minute. Keith, what's your thoughts on him playing Johnny?
I have loved his, like, this guy is like a, I don't mean to blow too much smoke up his ass, but he's kind of like a young Robert Downey Jr. for me.
Because
one thing I've seen him in, he's so charismatic. There's something behind his eyes in every scene. He's thinking through the many things going on in his character's head while delivering the lines. It's just perfect. He's really good. So I think he could do anything, and I'm excited to see him play a little bit more of a cocky character instead of kind of an outcast weirdo like he does in Stranger Things. So it's it should be good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Emmy looks terrified. Well, Emmy, looks really worried.
Keep in mind, Emmy, there's more to casting than just looks. I know that's what you're basing it on because you're not looking at acting talent from what you're looking at.
It's because I compared him to...
She did the look then.
I did the look before.
She did the look then, and really? Then you said it, and then she did more of a look.
And then the look got worse.
Yes. So, Emmy... First thoughts that are not just entirely based on looks, you shallow fuck. What?
Well, what else do I have to base it on?
Don't
I don't
scratch
have
your else face. You don't just look. He looks like. Come on now. But
I've never seen him in anything, and I saw Stranger Things. Like
you didn't see the season of Stranger Things he was in.
I haven't seen past season two.
Okay, well that's where I'm at too.
He's in season four. That's fair.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was the guy with the shaggy hair who wore the sailor suit.
Oh,
I know who she's talking about. And no, it's not him. It's not
he is fly. He's fine.
Yeah, he plays Steve Harrington.
I do
like him.
He's in Free Guy. Yeah. He was in Free Guy. He was one of the video game developers.
Yes.
Well, thinking of Ryan Reynolds, it's all connected. Holy shit. Sorry. But okay, well, Emmy doesn't know the actor, so she's just like, hey, he looks meh.
So. Well, I feel like, okay, and I am probably kind of basing this off of Chris Evans' performance in the first movies. Obviously not the first ones, but the ones that I watched recently. And I just feel like he needs to be just so fine as hell.
Okay. Well, that's a shallow take. I really love this casting.
I don't have anything else to base
it's okay. It's okay. I'm going.
I will. I'll watch it and I'll watch something with him in it and I'll change my mind.
All right.
Yeah. Get back to us.
So I just want to say
Vanessa Kerb. Okay. Sorry.
Brian, well, first real quick about Johnny Storm. I love what you said about him saying that you can always feel the character behind his eyes. Like you can already see that brain ticking about what's going through the character's head through his acting. I've never heard someone described like that, and I love that for the record. I just wanted to touch on that and say, really well said. Excited to see him in the MCU as such a pivotal part of the MCU. To me, the Fantastic Four, you can't get wrong. It's like Spider-Man. Like, it just can't, and I'm really, really excited that Marvel's embracing it, and they're putting the money in the cast. So, Vanessa Kirby, I'm going to be very honest here. This is where I'm... Emmy, however, I'm not going to judge her based on her looks. I don't think I've seen anything that Vanessa Kirby's in. So she's playing Sue Storm. So I need you two or one of you two to help me out or our chat. Vanessa Kirby, what are we thinking? She looks the part, but that's all I know at this point.
I've seen, the only thing I've seen is the GIF that Derek posts in the Thirst channel every time somebody mentions her name. Of her, she's got like a garter belt, not like knife situation.
Oh, I did watch that. Oh, she may be in my top five
too. Mission Impossible. It's either from Mission Impossible or Hobbs and Shaw. I'm not sure which one.
I've seen that GIF that he posts. Oh, I might have to talk to my wife. We may each have a top five in this movie. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good. I like that.
Just going into this movie rock hard.
Well, no, we're just gonna admire the view. We're not gonna be literally. I'm so ready. We're gonna just. Enjoy, you know?
Okay.
I was right. She was in both.
But there will be a popcorn bucket, so that's a good point, Emmy. There are popcorn buckets, so okay. All right. That's you. All right.
I haven't seen her personally in anything but those two movies, so I'm excited to see her in something that has a little bit more acting, because those were small parts in those two movies as well, so.
All right.
I feel like I'm off, because every time I start talking, it, like... I don't know. I'm off. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lag for me. Anyway, I was going to say that GIF makes her look like a complete and total badass and also totally fucking hot.
There you go.
There you go.
I would bang 75% of the Fantastic Four.
So there's a couple comments in the chat that I want to get to. Scorpio6352 said, Vanessa Kirby helps the villains in the last two Mission Impossible movies. And we also got one from Tim that said, God, I hope she does a good job. Sue is my favorite Fantastic Four character. And yeah, and you know, so yeah, it's gonna be really good. I'm stoked. I think, guys, obviously, I think this cast is great. I heard rumors today. This is all rumor, keep in mind, but I heard that Galactus is going to be the main baddie in Fantastic Four. Just saying. Heard it.
What?
Who knows? It's all speculation at this point, but Galactus, one of my favorite looks in all of comics. I fucking love Galactus. I need an MCU Galactus, a screen accurate one. Like, give me the whole fucking head and everything. Yeah. Give me the outlandish. I don't care. I want it. I want it. I want it.
We've had Celestials. They have no excuse not to give us a Galactus. It's not like that's too far out of an idea. But you also can't do Galactus, the storyline, without involving the Silver Surfer. So
there's rumors that the Silver Surfer
seen before, but hopefully they do it better.
There's a rumor that Silver Surfer, they're looking to cast that as well. So there could be.
Scorpio just said yes, and that they're casting the Silver Surfer
as we speak. Thank you, Scorpio. Is Scorpio Vincent or is that someone else? I don't know. Scorpio, reveal yourself. I want to give you proper credit, but
reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself, Charles. Anyway, it's me. Yes, it's me, Vincent. I thought so. Hey, Vincent. Hey, Vincent.
Hey.
So, all right. Well, I'm what super. Up, Robert? I hope because hearing the Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer, Galactus, there's so much going on. The MCU has done this, and they've managed it really well at times, but it's still my fear. I have PTSD from Spider-Man 3. That was a midnight showing. I saw it when I was 18 years old in theaters, and I can't tell you how worried I am because that was so bloated with, honestly, not that much, but enough. And so it really, really stresses me out when I hear, hey, we're introducing Marvel's first family, and here's the Silver Surfer, and here's Galactus. It's a lot you're throwing out at people. Is it going to work? Keith, do you have any of those same worries? While Emmy waves at the audience. That was cute, by the way.
Said hi, Bobber.
No, that was cute. It was cute.
I feel like the main thing that I want them to get right is the tone of the movie, because the two movies we have of Fantastic Four, the two versions we have of them so far, are so incredibly different. And it's like, if you can find some kind of sweet spot in the middle, it's like right now we got, it's like Goldilocks and Three Bears. Now we have too hot, too cold. Let's get the just right.
Too dark, too comic-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed the first Fantastic Four movie. I really did. Now,
the first one's very funny. Like, it's basically played for like a comedy, and it's at a time when that's what superhero movies were.
Right.
It was just hilarious. It was the goal half the time.
It definitely needs a revamp, but at the time, and even still watching the replay, I like it. I like the first Fantastic Four movie. Now, no, it's not going to be like a top 10, you know, but if it's on, I'll leave it on the TV and play it. I'm really looking forward to it. Look it up if you're happy. So, I think it'll be good. Emmy, you concerned about we're overinflating the Fantastic Four?
Listen, we've got Infinity War. They did Endgame. I trust them. They can do this.
Touche. Touche.
That's my rebuttal to that.
Now, who's the director of Fantastic Four? They recently changed. It was going to be John Watts, I believe. And who did they change to?
I heard Sam Raimi?
No, it's not Sam Raimi. Emmy, quit. No, don't listen to
it. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Matt Shackman.
So I'll be honest with you.
And Vanna White.
If you watch the John Watts like Fantastic Four logo, and you obviously see the picture of where, you know, Shackman is taking it, it looks directionally more appealing to me. I'm excited about that. However, John Watts has a proven track record. Spider-Man No Way Home. He managed a lot of moving pieces. I think I'd feel a little bit more secure right now with Watts. So I agree, the MCU has done it, Emmy, but this director, if I'm not mistaken, is making his MCU debut for the, you know, so I get a little leery, I get a little worried about it.
He directed WandaVision.
Never mind. So, I'm an idiot.
If this guy, if it is going to take place in the 60s, he's already done a show that changes decades. Okay,
shit. So. And we got Fernando, I believe is your name. WandaVision, he said in the comments as well. So, okay. So I stand corrected. That gives me a lot more. As much as I'm not a big fan of the WandaVision finale, the fucking series is top tier MCU for me.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better about this actually now. Okay. Fuck yeah. And I still feel like the finale was a little bit COVID related, why it kind of fell a little short to me. I still feel like that impacted the finale of WandaVision probably more so than any series. So I am okay. I'm feeling good. Okay. Fantastic Four. Fucking sign me up. Cannot wait. And we're going to review it. I'm telling you now, it comes out in a year, but we'll be there. It will be a lot of fun. So he's already done a pre-Fantastic Four project. What did he do? What was the pre-Fantastic Four? Kind of like that. It's like
WandaVision?
Is it like pre-cum? Just a little pre-Fantastic?
WandaVision. WandaVision.
WandaVision. Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought maybe there was something else. Maybe he did, because they do comic runs. I got a comic of the Infinity War and before it's actually, I was like wondering if it was comic related. Sorry. WandaVision is pre-cum. It is. No, WandaVision is in the moment.
The splooge.
Yeah, that's WandaVision right there. God, what a great one. Tim, thank you so much for your comment. You led us to the Fantastic Four, but man, two birds, one stone. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And I want to say too, I hadn't heard about the 60s being confirmed, and so y'all are blowing my mind with that
speculation. It looks likely. I will say,
they're nodding at it. It seems
sure how that would work completely, but I'm down for it. I'm ready. Let's do it. Don't say that, Bub. Don't say that it's that worthy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to read Bub's comment. He says, It's okay. I will. Because I think every listener deserves to be heard. Tim says, I was going to say that's squirt worthy. Oh, that's crazy.
Every listener deserves to be heard, except for buttheads.
You know which Pokemon Emmy started out with? Was it Charmander? Was it Bulbasaur? Nope. She chose Squirtle.
It was your mom.
Squirtle.
Squirtle. Guys, you got to get... Keith, I need your help. I'm pitching it under Squirtle. Diglett, man. Diglett, when you fucking... Every time I ran into a wild Diglett, I got so pissed off because I couldn't Mario that shit and just jump on him. I was like, oh, God, here we go. Anyway.
It's tempting.
It is. All right, Tim.
Do you want to hear Fernando's comment from YouTube?
Oh, sure. Can
I tell you guys a joke first?
Yes.
Yes.
This was the joke from my calendar today, my cat-shaming calendar of the day.
Okay.
Okay. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
A carrot.
God fucking damn it.
I was also going to say carrot.
It made me laugh out loud this morning when I got to school.
This is...
And I told all the kids.
Guys, that's like I'm so glad you can hear...
like a what's red and smells like blue paint.
Red paint.
Yeah.
I think Emmy has said that joke on our show. I'm 99% sure that is.
And I think you told it to us thinking that you heard it from somewhere else. And I was like, oh, no, maybe that was Variant Vendetta podcast.
No, I remember you saying it, Emmy. I am confident.
I know. But they said it and then didn't give me credit. And I called them out for it.
Yeah,
I was
like, Variant that's Vendetta, my joke. We're coming for you. Don't take our jokes. All right. Well, we will get to Fernando's comment right now. Keith, you got it pulled up, my friend?
Yes, I do. So, right. On YouTube, on our finale episode of Echo, he said, when are you guys going to learn to keep your expectations low? Like, I'm sorry. I love you guys.
Never.
You're dumb. Honestly, to keep having
not the first time I've been called that. Yeah.
I cried this episode, and Keith made the right choice. Wait.
Hold on. Hold on. I can get applause, too. Here we go. Give me one moment. We got to give Keith applause.
Thank you. Finally. He says, here's my opinion on Kingpin stuff. You didn't need to see him show his brutality to see the Kingpin. He was still a threatening element to the show. By having him talk, by having him talk, it's still scary. Now, here's what I think what Maya did. She didn't heal him. She wanted to, but Kingpin doesn't want to be helped. What ended up happening is that this made Kingpin more unhinged than we've ever seen before. He was able to keep that memory out, but he'll be seeing that as a nightmare every time he sleeps. And if you see the post-credits scene, his hands are very fidgety. I like this idea, because if that is the case and we think, oh, everybody's supposed to think that he's cured, and maybe that is the idea, we're supposed to get away from it first. But if he's going to be doing the long con, like I was thinking, like Born Again is going to be Daredevil wondering the whole time, can he trust him? Has he turned over this new leaf? And then it's actually that, oh, he's been haunted by this moment that he's suppressed for the whole series, and he's just going to be extra scary. I love that idea more.
Yeah. A couple of points to make there. You know, hey, expectations being high, low, or anyone, this is all subjective. I don't think, you know, anyone's dumb or not dumb for how they feel. Just my opinion. We're all talking comic books and TV shows and movies. Just me. I have an expectation here because the MCU deserves it. The MCU has earned it. And that doesn't make anyone less or more. It just kind of, it's a different approach I take to these shows. And I do have a higher bar because of what the MCU has put out. But I do agree. You know, I think sometimes I compare to the previous projects a little too much. And sometimes that also can skew my view. And I try to go into every show just with a blank slate and see what that means, or how that kind of the show grabs me and takes me. And I was really loving that first two or three episodes there, where I was like, oh, this is something new. Wait, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? But that's just my personal opinion. And hey, I know people that love this show, and I don't think any less of them either. So I have to figure out my expectations with the MCU, though. That's the truth. I really do. I think the MCU has been a little bit hit or miss, but when I kept recalling Phase 4 and 5, I liked more than I didn't. And I think that's why the expectation stays high for me, is most of the stuff I really am still a fan of. She-Hulk, I liked. Secret Invasion finale was a little short, but I liked most of the way there. There was a lot of stuff like where there were people that were detracting it, and I still liked what I was seeing. But there are some stuff that, yeah, a little bit, but that didn't do enough to bring my full expectations down for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I don't know. And as far as the Kingpin part, the unhinged part, this was I think where a lot of my critique comes from, is this was a lot of people's introduction to Kingpin. And for, you know, a lot of people didn't see the Daredevil and all that other stuff. Emmy, I know you're making penis comments, but you have not watched the Daredevil series. This was your first introduction to D'Onofrio besides Hawkeye, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I've seen the first episode of Daredevil, because I did want to see the first episode before I met my husband, Charlie Cox.
Good point. That's a very good point. But I guess when
my first husband,
when I know a lot of MCU fans, this is their first taste of him. It felt watered down compared to what we've seen previously. Now, if they're setting up for something greater and it will pay off, I'm hoping for it. I'm really, really hoping for it. But I can only judge this in the five episodes I saw it. I can't really say, well, I'll wait for future projects to tell me what's going to happen. It's the same way. Like Infinity War, phenomenal movie. I didn't need Endgame to prove that Infinity War was a phenomenal movie. And so same thing with my expectations of Kingpin. It can evolve. It definitely can. WandaVision really changed Wanda Maximoff for me in the better. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, so there are chances, and we may see that different directors, different writers taking these characters and doing something amazing with it. Very much a possibility. And I'm hoping that's the case, but the five episodes I saw of Kingpin was not what I wanted from the character. And that's personal. That's just me. And hey, once again, it's all subjective. No problems at all. Hope you're right. I hope we see more from him. Right now I'm a little leery on it, but still excited about the future of Kingpin in the MCU for sure.
I wanted to say, oh, go ahead.
No, you go first. I've talked more recently.
Yeah, but I've been communicating with word by writing.
You ever just look at the chat and at the worst time, Wanda Jackamoff? I'm just, you know, sometimes you're just not ready for it. Anyway.
Okay. With expectations, I do have high expectations, especially when they give us a trailer like that. I agreed with everything you said, except for where you called us dumb. I don't agree with that. That's mean.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and I might be wrong, at least it was in my notes and maybe I skipped it, but I did say that I didn't think he was healed. I like that you added that he's going to be completely unhinged afterwards. And so, yeah, that thoughts I was jotting down while listening to your comment.
Yeah. I think you and Emmy are spot on there. I think he is, there is a chance where we're seeing a slow progression and into further madness, I should say, you know, so.
That was not my point. That was just Fernando. So.
Oh, sorry. I thought,
props to him.
Okay.
I just said that I didn't think he was healed, but yeah, for him to go a step further into madness. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm with you. Good deal. Well, thank you so much. What you got, Keith?
I just wanted to piggyback on what you were saying about more so expectations. This franchise, the number of projects, it's unprecedented. There's nothing like it. So the more we get, the more we have to kind of pull back and set aside and try not to compare it to. I think you're right. It's there's so much to compare it to. But like, I think that the TV show department, like the department of Marvel, of MCU, that's getting a bit of a facelift and getting a bit of a revamping, being the TV stuff and the streaming. Loki was a great example of them doing TV with a lot of thought about where it's going, how it's going to end, and having it all come together so well. And I think the risk with something like, you see, like the Secret Invasion, like it's not like a movie. You can watch an episode, go, I love the tone of this. I love the feeling of it. They got something different here. They're onto something. And then by the end, they drop the ball. And you see that with an episodic thing when they drop the ball. And hopefully they realize now going forward with things like Loki season 2 and season 1, because it was so cohesive, that TV is a different beast. And it just requires a different set of planning, and to honestly write it backwards, write the last episode first and figure out how to get there. That's, to me, makes way more sense.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to heal him with a hashtag. Now, where do we go from there?
Have you seen the, Jimmy Fallon and, Justin Timberlake? They do hashtag cookies, hashtag at my house, hashtag. And they keep doing hashtag everything.
Oh,
it's from years and years and years ago from the Jimmy Fallon show, whatever it's called.
I'll have to check it out.
The Jimmy Fallon show.
Whatever, whichever one it is. The late show.
Yeah,
the late
I'm not even show, sure if it was.
Oh,
yeah,
night, sure. Nightline.
Nightline.
Nightlife.
It's Nightline.
Get Real with Carson Daly.
Okay.
Skidamax.
Well, we're going to move on to the next.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It's the Tonight Show. Sorry.
I swear I said that. But you know what? Hey, I didn't. Maybe I just thought that internally. Who knows? Derek Sager, he's our next comment. He says, I don't really have any thoughts on What If. I haven't seen past episode 1 of Echo.
Oh.
I love Derek so much. Cool. Mostly just here to say, oh my gosh, this is so Derek. Okay. Mostly just here to say, I can't wait to see Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm. I think she's going to be freaking awesome. Most of the roles she's been in have been side character roles. So I'm excited, Keith, your point. So I'm excited to see her front and center. The only movie I've seen of hers where she is a main character is Hobbs and Shaw. She's great in it, but she can do more. She's an excellent actress, in my opinion. So I'm excited to see what they come up with her.
Come up with for her.
See, you said it weird too. Don't act like you were correct.
No, I didn't.
Come up with
for. I'm excited to see.
But that sounds weird in my head. Come up.
I'm just excited to see what they come up with her for.
I'm excited about coming up.
I'm excited.
I want the world to know.
I'm kidding.
Gonna let it show.
Yes, we're gonna let it grow. I think just a little based. all right. No, that's Derek. It's so funny because we posted on Patreon. Hey, give us your What If and Echo thoughts. And I love that Derek's like, didn't watch it. Fuck it. Vanessa Kirby, though. It's the most Derek comment in the world, and I mean that because Derek's so fucking funny. That's great.
The fact that his name has already been connected with her when we talked about casting is, I mean, it's perfect. It's on brand, man.
It is.
Like, never change.
Never change, man. Never change.
Should Vanessa Kirby be scared, though? Like, should we alert her security?
Yeah. At this point, I do think not a red alert, but maybe an orange alert is worth, you know, like a little, hey, this could escalate. So
I heard she's a big fan of Going Merry Pod, so I think she'll be delighted to meet the Derek.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's who was talking. I didn't know that was from the Going Merry Pod. Derek, My goodness, you're in my five, you know? So, hey, there you go. But yes,
I'm super excited to see her in a bigger role too, because those small parts that she has in those two other movies that we mentioned, there's something, but like she's, it's like you can see everything going on behind the eyes. Like she's figuring out like every, I'm sorry. I tried so hard to say the
shut
exact
up.
Same thing.
Shut up, Keith. Shut the fuck up.
She steals the scenes. So yeah. Literally, like sincerely, she steals the scenes she's in.
Yeah.
And she's not in more than maybe like 2 minutes of both those movies, it feels like, but she's great. Yeah. So I'm excited. She could do comedy well too. I think she did more so a humorous role in the most recent Mission Impossible movie, the Dead Reckoning Part One.
Everything
she had to act like she was drugged and like coming to, and she was like kind of falling around this train, and she did a good job. It was good physical comedy.
Everything I hear about everything with Fantastic Four just makes me happier and happier. Like Fernando, gonna have to keep my expectations low, but I'm telling you, they're creeping up. They're creeping up. I'm starting to feel a little dumb. I'm starting to get a little too happy. I'm telling you, this, how can you not? That sounds fucking wonderful. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much, Derek. Appreciate you, man. Jarrett Wilkins, thoughts on What If Season 2? This season was pretty fun for me. I like exploring the different scenarios and giving highlights and leading roles to some of the secondary characters from the film's miniseries. The highlights for me were the Cahorty episodes, yes, holy shit, and the Hela episode.
Yeah.
Love the Cahorty episode, holy shit. Even though I want Hela back as a villain, I did think it was interesting that she switched roles with Odin and put him in the villain role by basically just changing nothing about his character, just emphasizing his flawed and hypocritical ways. I love that. That is a really good note there, because I thought it was a little too similar to the Thor story, however, or the Loki story, the Thor story, kind of a...
The Thor-y,
yes. But I love that that was a great point he just made. I mean, it really wasn't. It was the same Odin, really, just... with sure. A different little from this perspective. And sometimes the difference between somebody is not their actions, but it's the perspective of those actions. Fucking awesome. Sorry, Jared.
A wise, wise person once said that history is written by the victors. And I think Odin has just won too many things. And so he just seemed like a hero to us. And mm-hmm. then he came out on the other side of something that we couldn't see him as a hero anymore. And yeah, he's a stubborn old coot as well. So there's that.
Can
you say what? You can't say coot on Twitch.
You cannot say that.
You did.
Yeah. Twitch does not like the following words, just to let you know. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cock, sucker, one word, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat. You cannot say those things on Twitch. You should not say those things on Twitch. Just make sure you do not, okay?
I will not eat them in a train. I will not eat them in a plane. I will not say those words anywhere.
Just everyone in the chat, too. Do not say it. Do not say shit, piss, fuck, cock, sucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, and turd, and twat. You can't fucking do it. Don't do it. Just don't
do
it.
You can barely do it.
Shit,
piss, fuck. I can't fucking talk.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, sucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, and twat.
Twat.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it just makes me feel so happy to say it. All right. Anyway.
Hell damn fart.
Hell damn fart. All right. In the 1602 episode, it was not exactly what I was expecting as someone who has read that comic series. I do love that they put Hela in the place of Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth the First, since Kate Blanchett has played both in the past. Also, Loki in place of Shakespeare and Tony in place of Da Vinci was a fun choice. The comic series also includes Spider-Man, Daredevil, the X-Men, and the Fantastic Four. So understandably, they had to write them off, which would effectively nullify the original story. Huh. Man, what if that was the first introduction of the Fantastic Four was in the What If series? I'm curious. Oh, and Pedro Pascal is voicing him. Emmy, melting like butter. Tell me I'm wrong.
Did you freeze?
No, that's just her face.
That sounds awful.
That's just her face. That sounds awful? Oh, you didn't like What If. I forgot. Sorry. I figured that would help you like What If a little bit.
It would really help me like
Nebula
it.
Nebula episode. Yeah. Didn't you really like the Nebula one?
I don't even remember the Nebula one.
This Blade Runner with Nebula?
What is Blade Runner?
Yeah, okay.
Oh my god. Your raccoon memory is just baffling to me.
Raccoon! Dude, goldfish.
Goldfish. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if it happened more than 10 minutes ago, it's not there anymore.
Yeah. That's true. That is very, very true. So,
whoa, are we live?
We are live. We are exactly live right now. So,
what are we doing? What is this? Is this a podcast? Am I on a podcast?
You're on a podcast right now. We have to remind you. This is like 51st dates. It's 51st podcast. You know, we have to remind her every fucking week. You know, all right, sit down. Here's your mic. This is how you turn it on. Now we're
don't say fuck.
Don't say fuck. Don't do it. We just got a couple of follows, and I just want to read them. Quite. This is a big black sausage and lick my jingle bells. Or excuse me, lick my jingle bells. Both just followed us, literally seconds apart. So
You are gonna like us. You might have our humor.
I think
humor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but I love it's lick my jingle bells. So that is good. So thank you guys for the follows. Appreciate that. All right. So hold on, I just want to make sure I get that. Steve Rogers, Bucky, and Happy as Robin Hood, Little John, and the Sheriff of Nottingham was an interesting choice, but the wrong time period. That being said, I love the costume designs for this episode and would definitely buy the whole action figure line. A man after my own heart. The fact that you collect action figures. I only wish I collect action figures. I really do. It would be wonderful. Hey, there's Deadpool right there. There's
nerd.
Anyway, I have a...
I do agree with you. The costumes, the design, the character designs, not costumes, they're drawn. but I shit on this episode a little too much, I think, on the pod. And I would like to say that there was a lot of great ideas packed in, but
never
the
episode should have been long. Never back down. Never.
Surrender?
There you go. Sorry, you can go Galaxy on now. Galaxy Quest.
Is that Galaxy Quest?
Yes. Except for, yeah.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. No, Home Improvement. Sorry.
I love Galaxy Quest. What a great movie.
It is. It's a good time.
Sorry.
Yeah. Scorny Weaver.
Much better than What If.
Oh, shit.
Bam! But yeah, that episode, 1602, just should have been a little longer. Put in both all those ideas they had, plus a little bit of sense. Would have been great.
Ooh, a little bit of sense.
How's that for not backing down?
Man, woo! Keith at the last bit is like, man. Just that little quick jab in the stomach when you're not ready. You've let your guard down, and then boom, right there. What are you thinking, Emmy? Do you remember anything about this episode?
I do, and I you pointed out that Tony was like Da Vinci and Loki was Shakespeare, and as obviously the most cultured person on this podcast, I'm surprised that I didn't put that together. But I like it a little bit better that you pointed that out.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jarrett. He also goes into what?
Image? Sorry.
No, I'm curious. Also what? Now I'm curious.
I just said cultured again.
Thoughts.
And then I thought of the word fart.
There you go. Thoughts on the Echo series from Jarrett. He says, as a whole, I do love that we got this series, even though I felt that the ending really missed the mark. I was glad that we got to see him and learn a little bit more about Maya's real father. I love all of the supporting characters and relatives that the series introduced, especially Henry and Biscuits. Bonnie could have been one of my favorite characters if they had only leaned into her significance to the story like they suggested in the first few episodes. Good feedback. Yes. The final episode did a huge disservice to all characters involved, heroes and villains alike. It took a complete tonal shift from the much more serious direction it had in the beginning. I felt it strongly undermined Maya's abilities. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad she was able to connect to her ancestors and learn a new ability. I just wish the ending didn't rely on that ability as a type of deus ex machina to wrap.
Deus ex machina.
Machina, yeah.
My bad, guys.
We're cultured.
Machina. Sorry. Machinima was an old gaming thing that I used to watch all the time. Yeah. It used to be on YouTube. Anytime I see that now... Oh man, I've been reading Machinima.
Wasn't there like a straight to YouTube like Mortal Kombat series made by them?
Yes, I think there was. Pretty sure. Yeah. Awesome. God, Machinima was one of my favorite. God. R.I.P. Machinima. Anyway, sorry I messed that up. To wrap
I like
up
how I corrected. I corrected you and then Keith corrected me.
Did I? I thought you said it right.
I enjoyed it.
Oh
no, no. You
helped. Oh, you said Machina and I said Machina.
Yeah, meh. Well, she did a little Tennessee on it. Yeah,
I had to say about. It's okay,
it's all good. We got our Canadian Tennessee problems, to wrap up the finale and get the hero out of a tight squeeze. They showcase not only her fighting ability, but her ability to strategize and outmaneuver her opponents, seek out their weaknesses in the early episodes. I was looking forward to seeing her outsmart Kingpin. I feel like that would have made a much better series if they didn't try to work Kingpin into it. I get that they had that he had probably the biggest impact of her life thus far, but I don't think they needed him in this series to push Maya's journey through her own self-discovery. This was her breakaway series. Emmy, what are you thinking?
If we didn't have Kingpin here, I feel like the stakes wouldn't have felt as high. It wouldn't have been like who would we have if not Kingpin? Especially after that ending from Echo or from Hawkeye.
I want to touch on this because one, this is Echo's series. I want to see Echo highlighted. Even if that means the stakes don't feel as high of who she's facing, let's highlight her as much as possible. Give her the most goony squad in the entire damn world that can literally just get flipped out and just completely taken out, and it's just badassery Echo all the way through. Where, hey, the stakes, maybe they're not so high because they're not characters we care about, but the stakes, there are people, lives being lost, people just going. I would love to just see Echo just blow through a bunch of Kingpin's henchmen through a first season. You know what I mean?
Like take down the whole
We saw a piece of that, you know, and it was like, keep going. You don't need Kingpin to be the big bad, but he can be the guy, kind of the Thanos, where he's moving some chess pieces around, but there's, you know, you see where I'm going with this? Like where there's the Ronin of the, you know, of the henchmen, something like that with Ronin and obviously Thanos kind of doing his bidding in Guardians of the Galaxy. Would have loved to see the same thing to just continue once, like it accentuated the Guardians, to accentuate Maya and her story and her abilities. I would have loved that.
I just got so confused because you said Ronin and I thought of Hawkeye.
I know, that's what I know. And that's why I tried to, sorry. And I knew as soon as I said it.
Wait a minute. What? But no, I got you now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I was like, let me talk about this a little bit more because I know people are going to connect the Hawkeye Ronin. But yeah, I just feel like, just like you did, sometimes I know Marvel gets critiqued for their villains. I get that. But sometimes I think they're just highlighting their heroes more. And I think when the hero story works so well, I'm able to forgive the villain where it's not as compelling because you did a damn good job highlighting who you wanted to originally highlight. So when you can do both, fantastic. But if all you get out of it is a great hero story, hell yeah, I'm still okay with that. That's awesome. Keith, what are you thinking, man?
I think with our collective kind of critique of the last two episodes of the season, I think we can all agree that what's his name? Zack Snidely, Whiplash had the Snyder cut make a big stamp on the internet. We should be releasing the Sydney Freeland cut of Echo and see what the hell that sixth episode would have been, or what the episodes would have, how it would have gone differently if they just arranged them into different spots. I think that we had a lot of underserved characters. You pointed it out perfectly, Jarrett. I think it was Jarrett's, right?
It was Jarrett.
That you're saying that Bonnie did not get any real exploration at all as a character, which, you know, been watching Reservation Dogs, and she can act. You can see her act in that. So it'd be nice to have seen her act in this instead of just being a hostage for one episode, and that's the last we really see of her. So yeah, you get all these other characters that made a big splash. I love Biscuits, Scully, Henry. They're great. But for a women empowering show, where the hell do women at? Where's Bonnie? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had
a little bit of that in the finale.
Yeah, it was
just yeah, I know. She kicked a couple asses and she interpreted for
and the ancestors.
Just wish it could have been done better. But anyway,
I agree. The ancestors were women empowering. I was happy with that. I'm just saying, for a character that was set up to be such a big deal to Maya, it felt like we didn't get that at all.
Just a little
strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got one more from Jared. Here's a question I was hoping to get answered. What did Maya's father, Billy Lopez, do to either fail or betray Kingpin that he would put out a hit on him? By the Ronin, no less. Who's more so in the business of taking out the world's kingpins, not the lower tier criminals so much. My theory Ibby, do you want to go into yours first and then I can get to his theory? What do you think?
Okay, I haven't read ahead.
Okay.
He didn't take him out for anything he'd done wrong. He took him out for so that he could get closer to Maya.
That's actually, I wish it was explained in this series. I think that right now, that fact that we're asking this question after season one, but hey, long game, maybe it's season two, season three. That makes a lot of sense. But there's got to be a reason why. Maybe he was going to tell or spill some of the beans or, hey, I'm going to out you, Kingpin. I feel like there's kind of a betrayal story with that, which would have turned Maya, and I can't afford to lose Maya. I think there's some layers that they can add in addition to that. Does that make sense? I guess. So.
But he was also trying to isolate her.
I like that, though, Emmy. I think that's really manipulating and pretty strong. What are you thinking, Keith?
What if, and this really should have been something that we got at least, hopefully they've got a plan to explain going forward, because all we did was hear him admit that he did kill her father. We didn't hear at all why. But when, if you remember when Kate Bishop's mom wants to leave the crime life, I wonder if he came to Kingpin with a similar request and wanting to get out. And that was, you know, enough to be like, oh, well, you know too much. I'm going to silence you. And I have a new protege in your daughter. So we're gonna make her take over for you and really stick it to you beyond the grave. Yeah. I don't know. I just saw that being like, he doesn't like when people want to leave their post. So maybe that was it.
Ah, I like both. Good job, guys. So we're going to get to his theory. This is Jarrett's theory. My theory is that Billy didn't fail or betray him, but maybe stood up to him about the direction of Maya's future. Because like he said, he never wanted her to become a criminal like him. Kingpin had other plans for her, so her real father would have to go. I think it makes perfect sense. If he was willing to kill off the ASL interpreters, he'd definitely be willing to kill off her father for no other reason than he didn't want him in the way. I like this a lot. Even though Maya started off a darker character, I don't think she should have stayed a villain. And I'm glad she got to reconnect with her family and not use them just as pawns so that she could all become those that she could become the first Queenpin. All in all, these are all great characters if used properly and to their full potential. I'm hoping that Maya joins the Thunderbolts because I think her and Yelena would make a badass team. The new Deadpool trailer looks awesome. I'm going to pause right there because he goes into the new Deadpool trailer real quick. I love this. I think kind of similar to a lot of previous comments about playing the long game here. I kind of want to play the long game with Maya. I want to see her just completely be ruthless. Like we hear the story of Black Widow and the Red in our Ledger. And we got a little bit of that in the Black Widow movie, arguably too late. But I want to see someone get the Red in their Ledger. I want to see it as it happens. You know, I don't want to just like we pick up right when they have a hero's journey. I just want to be, you know, just knee deep in deep shit. And like where it's maybe a struggle for the viewer to be on their side after everything they've done. I think that would be compelling, and we haven't really seen too much of that in MCU, so something about that feels very fresh and exciting. I'm not saying that Maya can't have a hero's journey, but let's walk on the wild side a little bit. I'd like to see that, and down with the patriarchy. Am I right?
Hell yeah, always.
I knew I could get Emmy on my side if I stuck with that. I was like, let me get her right here.
You had me at fuck the patriarchy.
Right at the end. Everything I said prior. Down with the patriarchy? Yeah. If you're wondering, Emmy just said hell yeah for that last bit. That was it.
Ooh, Jeremy had a good question in chat.
What'd he say?
Yeah, I agree.
Would Maya be Thunderbolts or Young Avengers?
I have the same question for Yelena.
Thunderbolts.
Yelena is definitely 100%. Would be Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts for both. I'm going to say Thunderbolts.
I honestly think that I don't think Maya should be either. If we're going to do the spotlight thing and carry on with that, I want to see season two of Echo. I want to see where she goes from here. Keep it separate. Keep it street level, just like we would get with the Netflix series.
It's going to be Echo. Hashtag everything.
Hashtag. I think it was Jeremy that corrected me earlier. It was a SNL skit. But I do think that Jimmy Fallon has done it on a show. Hashtag cookies.
He's done a ton of stuff with JT.
Yeah, they're like really good friends. So you said season two of Echo. Is there a possibility that they have a symbiotic relationship and in Daredevil we see a hint of Echo?
That would be cool.
I hope so.
They've got a lot to bite off with that show because they've shortened the episodes, didn't they?
I didn't hear that.
What, down to I feel like it's down. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, but I thought that it went down from like, because they had a ridiculous number.
Was it 18 to 12?
Oh, it might have gone down to
12. Oh, yeah. Shit. No, it wasn't. It was a ridiculous number and they went down to 18. I could be wrong there, but yeah. Oh, just give us more. But I
thought it was definitely more because I was like, that's going to be half the fucking year.
Yeah.
I think it was like 28 or something. Nope.
Born Again has been cut down to 13. That's what I just got.
Fuck off.
It was 18, 13? And I think it was more before that too. It was like at least there was rumors, but now it's 13.
13. So, like it just baffles me how Marvel and television, it just hasn't clicked yet. You know what I mean? Like now 13, maybe there's a chance. But I still was really excited about a full series run, and it felt like the original episode length was a full series, or full season, excuse me, I should say. So I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Hi, Whitney. Hi, Travis. Hi, Bobbert. There's a few that I'm trying to catch up on. And hi, Red's on Fire. Hi, Scorpio. Thank you so much for joining, Fernando.
Did someone say symbiote?
Oh, hi. And Fernando and Tim, I've been talking to you. Garrett. A lot of great chatters here tonight. So thank you guys so much for joining us. He does also go a little bit into the new Deadpool trailer, and he says, the new Deadpool trailer looks awesome. I'm glad that the TVA is getting more of a focal point outside of the Loki series. Honestly, I'm more so looking forward to the Agatha Darkhold Diary series. I hope that Marvel doesn't keep letting us down, and I hope you guys can find a way to continue releasing episodes during the dearth of the MCU releases. Take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you so much, Jarrett. Wonderful comment. And I will tell you this. We're going to continue releasing content. I'm going to be taking a step away from the Avengers for just a few weeks. I am literally taking paternity leave to welcome my first child into this world. So I will be taking a step back after this evening. But Keith and Emmy.
Second child.
Emmy, I told you, you're not my first. You're not my first.
No, this Emmy, podcast is
we
your
did
first
not
child.
Give birth to you, Emmy. Okay, sorry. Yes, this podcast is my first child. Actually, then my third child, because my dog. Fucking love my dog. So my first child is my dog. Second child is this podcast. And third, so definitely the Avengers podcast makes sense. It's a middle child. Yeah, it just totally makes sense. So
yeah, we do give middle child energy.
So yeah. So guys, I will be taking a step back, but Keith and Emmy, they're going to rock it. I think the plan is, we're not sure when that date is, but they're going to be doing the Daredevil season one. They're going to be reviewing that. Also X-Men 97.
Oh, is that what we decided on?
I thought so. Maybe I just spilled the beans. Maybe I didn't. Who knows? Okay, we don't know what we're reviewing, but you'll see it. X-Men 97 is also coming out mid-March. That's when my baby's due. So I'll probably miss the I'll probably miss the first few episodes of X-Men 97. However, I look to come right back as soon as we get a little bit of normalcy and a little bit of, okay, how's life working? I cannot wait to talk to two of my best friends every single week again. So, hey, I'll be back.
Have we met them? Who were they?
Oh, God. I was firing you guys. You just interrupted while I was doing it. Sorry. Keith and Emmy are gone. Fuck them. No, I am so excited to welcome my little guy, and I'm so excited for Keith and Emmy to create content that I get to listen to as well as you all, and highly recommend you check them out. The ship is going to continue sailing. We're going to continue creating content, but I'll be back probably for the latter half of X-Men 97. And also, I will be here for Deadpool and all that good stuff. So, cannot wait. Love you all. And find me on social media and reach out to me. I'll also be in the Discord. $1 patrons. Come at me. Talk to me. I'm always there. So, anyway, good deal. What you got, Emmy?
Whitney, sorry, is already starting to celebrate my birth month, which...
No, Emmy, one, quit. And Whitney, the fuck. Okay, we're done.
Leap year, Emmy. How are you going to deal with waiting one more day?
Oh, I'm not well. Not well at all. But she said it's coming up. So, but I wanted to point out I am wearing a tiara today because it was a spirit week at my school. Yes, and practice. Heavy as the crown. Heavy as the head.
All right.
Heavy as the head that wears the crown?
Yeah, that's the saying. Oh, whatever. Oh, anyway, no, I was wearing my school's colors are blue. And so I wear my blue tiara and my blue tutu to school to show school spirit, which, duh. But I had three people come up to me and say, oh, happy birthday. It's not my birthday.
The fact
exude birthday energy.
So March 15th is your birthday, like right on the dot, or are you saying like any time in March is your birthday?
No, I was not. All of March is my birthday, but my birthday.
You know what day means, right? Sorry, go on.
My birthday month is March. My birthday is the 20th, the day that X-Men 97 comes out.
Oh, I thought it was March 15th.
Nice.
No, it's not the Ides of March. God, no.
Jeez, I love how you're so damn offended for 5 days earlier than the 20th.
I know your birthday is...
When's my birthday? Oh, when's my birthday?
It's October. Let's do this. It's October 7th.
Let's do this, bitch. October 7th? Is that what you said?
8th? 7th. It's a single digit number in October. 7th.
Let's go to the board.
9th.
You've now categorized. So which one is it?
7th, 8th, or 9th?
Categorized.
I'm going to give you 100% credit because you got it the first time, October 7th. Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah, okay. If I had to pick one, I was going to pick the 7th.
You said it first, so I will definitely give you full credit there. And I'm shitty. Keith, yours.
What's mine, guys?
Yours is June 69th, 1942.
I don't know how you do it, man. That is incredible.
That's crazy. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know what month to start with.
Yeah, Keith, when's your birthday?
May 16th.
May 16th.
A month off. I was like, he seems like a summer baby.
Are you a
baby.
Gemini? You're a Gemini.
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus. That's what I meant.
I'm a Libra. And Emmy, you are...
Is a bitch.
A bitch. I was going to say a slut. But hey.
You know. No, it's hard to be a slut when there's so many men trying to cock block themselves.
Yes. She said that to us last night. It was really fun. Did you post that on Discord or when you were texting us? I can't remember.
No, I texted y'all because I didn't know if it was. Oh, did I post it on Discord? I don't know,
but it's funny.
I didn't know if it was appropriate for Discord.
It's funny. Shit.
It says cock blocking.
Hey, you know what? It's part of life. All right. Good deal. So Brandon has big Libra energy. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So, big Libra.
Judgy.
Oh, I am. Watch my Echo review of episode 5. There's Libra all day. I'm judging.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. It's all good. I don't.
I'm assuming it's the scales. I don't know dick about shit about astrology. I'm a fish.
Whitney, what does big Libra energy mean? I'm curious. So, Vincent, I got to give a shout out. Every single time I see Vincent's name on the comments, because we used to do a Binger News way back in the day, and Vincent would give us like 30 topics, and he was fucking fantastic. He's also in the chat tonight as Scorpio. Vincent, I just want to shout out you every single time. You gave us like an entire show, essentially.
We didn't have to do any research. You were just so great.
I just want to say, shout out, man. You don't realize how much I really, really appreciated those comments. It was always really good. So happy to see you're commenting here. Love that you're still here in the chat with us. Just a shout out to you, my friend. So hi, Avengers fam. I enjoyed What If Season 2. It was a strong series. Episode 1 with Nebula felt like a good detective sci-fi show. I've heard people say that kind of like Blade Runner, Howard the Duck made me laugh a lot too. Episode 2 was cool to see if Peter had been with Ego from the beginning. It was a good twist. Episode 3 was fun as well. It felt like Die Hard and seeing some of the Iron Man armor, excuse me. I can't forget Iron Man 2. Episode 4 made me think... Oh, I know. I said it. I said Iron Man 2. Thanks, Vincent. I appreciate that. Episode 4 made me think of the original Death Race with Jason Statham and Tyrese. That's an interesting take. I kind of dig that. Episode 5 was cool seeing Natasha working with Peggy. It was good seeing a pairing. I was like the watcher at the end of the episode. What the fuck? It's a good deal. Episode 6 was one of my favorite episodes as well. Beautiful visual and story. It reminded me of Prey that is on Hulu and also made me think back to when I first watched Pocahontas. Disney really has made some powerful stories. I can't wait to see more of Cahorty. Completely agreed. Favorite episode of the entire What If series. let me see. Sorry, don't read chat while you're trying to read comments. Episode 7 was fun to see Zhu, Wenwu, and Hela had to coexist. Seeing white Hela gave me Gandalf the White's transition to Gandalf the White Oh man, I feel like I'm stuttering here. Loved seeing Surtur again. And episode 8 was interesting, seeing Avengers in the 1600s. It was interesting. Keith said he hated it. Keith said it fucking sucked. I'm just quoting him here. episode 9 had a... If you're not watching the visual on Twitch, you're missing
out. I knew that would come in handy.
Oh,
You did them upside down. You said, me eat.
Me hungry.
But I do.
Me
I'm just kidding. You had it right the first time.
You did. It was so good, though. Episode 9 had a lot of action. The visuals were stunning. You could tell this season they had a lot more time to edit, and it really showed. All right. So overall, Vincent was a fan of most of What If. So, hey, strong, strong, strong. Echo was a good show. I loved how it started off, but I would rather have liked to have known more about her people. Were they aliens from another planet or just wanted an explanation for their powers? Yeah, that's a good point. We kind of just don't know much about that. I like when fans ask questions like this, and I'm like, I didn't even think to ask that. I'm just so a part of the MCU now. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Shit.
I remember in the assembled that I watched of the making of the show was they wanted very much to tell the lore of the beginning of the Choctaw people in a way that was respectful to them as well as fantastical and interesting to visually create. So I think it was meant to be like an adaptation to how their people started. So I'm pretty sure. So I don't know that they're aliens. Anyways,
I think I would like if they're not. Just I really would. I don't need alien backstory. Can some of us just be heroes on Earth? You know, Earth's mightiest heroes, something like that. I would love that. That would be great.
Whitney just said it better. It's like a creation story. That's how they phrased it in that.
First off, Whitney didn't say anything better. We all say it the best. We have the microphones, Keith. Okay, so learn your space, Whitney. Sorry about you. We're better. Eh. Sorry.
Whitney has a microphone too.
Never back down. Never. God, guys, we practiced this before the show, and the fact that you let me down so many times. I'm just joking.
I think I was peeing during that part.
No, Whitney, we did a full, Keith hosted this panel, and we did a full review and like a whole panel series on The Last of Us. Whitney was phenomenal. She also has the Going Merry podcast with two of our friends, Derek and Amanda. She actually does say things very well. She's one of my favorite voices. Really, really good stuff. So, except when she's like talking about Pedro Pascal. Ew, he sucks. Just saying. I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous. Sorry. I'm just jealous. Okay. I love the guy. That's why I think he sucks, because he's made a believer out of me. Beautiful, beautiful human being. Anyway,
we hate the ones we love.
Did someone say that? They're right. They're exactly right. Seeing Daredevil has me very excited for the new series. I'm glad Foggy and Karen are coming back for the new series. Me too. There was a picture that leaked.
No damn time.
There was a picture that leaked, and it was like, thank goodness, because there was a minute there I didn't think that was going to happen. The episode
same thing with Barenthal as Punisher. He wasn't interested in the project until they revamped it, and then he was like, okay, now I'm interested. Sign me on.
That gives me hope. Don't give me hope, Keith. I'll get those hopes up, and I get dumb when I have my hopes up. I'm just saying. Oh, don't give me hope. I'm all Hawkeye. I'm like Hawkeye. Don't give me
hope. It's all your brain blood goes to your boner. What movie is that from? The previous movie mentioned was
some Cinemax movie some Cinemax movie that came on at 2 a.m. that we were not supposed to reference. That's what movie it's from.
Oh,
Ted 3. Is there a Ted 3 yet?
It's one of my favorite movies. What is that girl? What does that chick have? Beer flavored nipples is what Heath Ledger says in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
Great sometimes movie. I forget what Jack Black says. This is one of my favorite movies. Jack Black and Michael Cera in Year One. He's like, all my brain blood goes to my boner.
I forgot about that, but now it's like,
God, I love that movie.
It's creeping into
that
my
movie's
psyche.
Got some good shit. Yeah, that's Harold Ramis at his best. one of his best.
Sorry. No. I've never remembered movie quotes ever, but tonight I'm just full of them.
And the worst ones, too. That's what's amazing.
The worst ones.
The episode with them playing lacrosse from back when back then was so cool to see, but the stakes were so high. The way they differentiated from hearing what Maya heard was cool and unique. I have seen the actor that played Scully, Graham Greene, and the actor that played Maya's dad, Zach McLaren, on Longmire. I highly recommend that show. It goes deep in Native American heritage. I was expecting.
Nice.
That's cool. Okay, we'll have to check that out. If you're in the chat, my friend, where is Longmire on? Like, where is it streaming, or is it on cable? Help us out. I'm curious. I was expecting more TVMA from the show in the vein of how the Defenders were on Netflix. The finale had a whimper, to say the least. Ha ha! There's some people here, and by the way, he just said Netflix in the chat. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.
The finale had a whimper, to say the least, but the post-credit was kind of what I heard that they were going to do with Mayor Kingpin's story, and that he is going to be the major big bad for the street-level Avengers with ties to the next Spider-Man movie, which will tie from the Daredevil series. I'm excited to see Kingpin get back to the level he was on Daredevil, and I would love to see the Defenders back alongside Spider-Man. Maybe recast Iron Fist. Oh, everything Vincent is saying is so good. Okay. I know this is just supposed to be about these two shows, but no, it's not. This is your time, guys. Say whatever you want, and as long as it's cool. But you guys are always cool. I know just is supposed to be about... Sorry, but I have to ask about y'all. Have you seen the X-Men 97 trailer? Spoiler alert, seeing Gambit help power Wolverine was mind-blowing. It made me feel like a kid again. One of my favorite parts is when Cyclops saying that this is my X-Men. It gave me chills. Me fucking too, Vincent. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Emmy has not seen it, obviously.
Okay. Oh, have you guys seen it?
Yes. What the? How the fuck have you not watched it?
I had a bad day.
It came out yesterday.
I had a bad day yesterday, too.
Well, when you have a good day and you watch that trailer and have an even better day.
Okay, cover your ears a little bit more, Emmy, because I'm going to go into a little bit more detail. And hearing Wolverine saying Bub was so nostalgic. Seeing Jubilee, hey, shout out to episode one of X-Men. And Bishop, too. This might be the best Disney Plus show this year, even if it's animated. Avengers Forever, love y'all. You're good to listen. You're good to listen now. You're good. Okay.
A lady at work who, when we bring up dicks while we're eating lunch, she does that. She doesn't want to hear about dicks.
Oh, so she's listening right now.
Thing, huh?
She's listening to the audio version. You know what?
I don't know why she comes to eat lunch with us, because that's all I talk about.
Say it's the dicks table over there.
No, she's not listening right now, Keith. Oh, no. Hey, if you're listening right now, hey, sorry, we're dicks about it. We apologize. But thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Big, veiny, throbbing. I punched
my mic. Wow. Emmy. Anyway, he did put, and I love that he put this, Avengers Forever. Love y'all 3000. Love you, Vincent. Aww. Thank you so much. Great commentary. We got to create the hearts here. Boom. There it is. Really, really just want to say, I love his X-Men 97 take here. I completely agree with everything you're saying. I'm going to keep it minimal because my friend has not seen it, but gave me all the nostalgia I wanted, everything, and especially Cyclops taking the lead, which I think has been sorely missed in the X-Men movies. It just felt, there's the heroes that I grew up watching. There's the characters I grew up watching. I know I'm a Captain America guy. I'm also a Cyclops guy. I like those guys. I like the Leonardos. I love the Tommies, the White Rangers. I love all that. So just a fan, just an absolute fan.
Johnny Knoxville's.
Welcome to Jackass, guys. Cyclops, being Cyclops, finally. Anyway, Keith, without going too much detail, what was your first take on the X-Men 97 trailer?
I was stoked. It made me immediately go and watch some of the episodes of the original series. It made me very excited because you're seeing like the way that we, spoilers for those who haven't seen the end credit scene to the Marvels. Beast is in it. Sorry.
There it is.
Yep. But he is modeled after, and I think that Kelsey Grammer getting the role the first time he played him was modeled after that 90s series. That's how good it is. That's the Beast I want to see. So when they showed him at the end of the Marvels and he looks exactly with the lab coat and the glasses and the teeth coming
up,
it was perfect. And I was like, that is the X-Men that, and I was saying in the Discord that the original series was the closest thing representation in media that we've gotten for the X-Men comics and how weird they get. No explanation. You don't have to go into huge explanations of everything going on. Just be weird with it, because the X-Men has always been weird. And when I say weird, I mean they go out to space, they go to other dimensions, they meet characters from every walk of life, and I love that. It's a really cool and expansive universe.
Well said, man. Well said. We may still do a react on it if we have some time. I don't know if we will. I would love to. This weekend's a little crazy. And we actually meant to earlier before we hit record, but just technical things working out some kinks behind the scenes. So, but we definitely want to do a react to the X-Men 97 trailer, or just, you know, at least put it out there. So, you know, you may still see that if we can get a little bit of time within the next few days. But yeah, excited is the best way we can say it. So, Emmy, what did you think of not seeing the trailer?
Well, I haven't seen the trailer, and I'm when I was growing up, I'm a girl, and so I was given girl toys and girl things and Barbies, and I did have Power Rangers.
You
was
did fun. Have Power Rangers, and you made out with the red one.
Yeah. I did the girliest thing you could with a Power Ranger.
Exactly.
Yep. But so I don't. I punched my mic.
I have did never you? Punched my mic, and I just did it. Oh my gosh! All right.
How does it feel?
I know what it feels like to be like a slut. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel slutty all of a sudden.
So, how does punching your mic make you slutty?
You know what?
Ooh, I'm such a slut.
We're taking it back. We're redefining it, damn it.
All right. Sorry, Emmy. I just had to call myself out because I call you out every time you do it. Sorry. Go on.
Oh, and that's right. And I didn't have cable. Thank you, Whitney, for pointing out that I was poor.
Yes.
Just kidding. I've said it on the podcast. I didn't have cable. I think it was on Fox, though.
I don't know.
It wasn't.
Yeah, Fox. Something. That's how you watch the Power Rangers. I think it was Fox Kids as well.
Oh.
I think so.
Well, it wasn't something that I guess I got, because I did. I watched Gargoyles, too, and not Mad Max, but what's the Mighty Max?
Yes.
Y'all remember Mighty Max?
Yes. The toys were fucking amazing.
Street Sharks.
Yes. Yeah.
Good Biker shit. Yeah.
I used to watch some boy stuff.
Quit bringing me back, homie. That's all some good shit. Yeah.
Mummy's Alive?
That sounds Canadian. No, I didn't. That sounds Canadian. I don't like it.
I didn't watch The Crypt Keeper either, because he was a Mummies fucking creepy.
Yes. Oh, really? Crypt Keeper.
Beetleborgs. Spider-Man on Fox Kids. Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't something I watched. But like, I did. I watched some dude stuff. Dude, shows don't have genders, and I know I'm saying that a lot, but like growing up, it was Emmy, like, this is for boys and this is for girls.
Emmy, we're here to tell you you're off the podcast. This is a boys' podcast. We talk comic books.
Hey, we have some listeners who like listen to us because they're sick of three white straight men being on podcasts. So
I am so sorry that I am that cliche guy.
you're an important demographic to have.
Yeah,
but not. Yeah, we don't just need that demographic.
I agree. I just want to let you know that Emmy, you're off the show. We don't need your demographic either.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right. Fuck the patriarchy.
Hey, everybody, say bye to Emmy. We're gonna cut her out here. So Emmy, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. So she's gone now. So it's just Keith and I. So we hope you are excited about this next chapter of our podcast. It's gonna be super fun. It's gonna be super great. Cannot wait. So bye, Emmy. Icy Man says so. Yes, a lot of people just saying their goodbyes in the chat right now. Emmy, stop talking, please. What? Yeah, you're not on the show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it's been really great. It's been really great. So anyway,
I can stick around though, right? Because we need that rich Hispanic perspective.
Yes, you're exactly right, Keith. That's why we keep you on board.
I thought so.
Because you keep everything running behind the scenes as well. So yeah. Anyway,
commodity.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, now that Emmy's gone, what are you thinking, Keith? How's everything going?
I have thoughts. I have things I want to say.
Fine, Emmy. We'll let you back on the show. Jeez. Okay.
She was explaining to us that when she was a kid, she wasn't cool yet.
Right. I wasn't cool yet. But I, like, knowing that it's coming out, I'm excited to revisit my childhood and those shows that I just listed, because I'm excited to get into X-Men like everybody else is into X-Men, because I never got into X-Men because I wasn't a cool kid. I was a poor kid.
Well, you still had Fox. You still had Fox. You just didn't watch X-Men. So just want to let you know.
I also wanted to say, sorry.
You chose not to watch X-Men. So that's on you, homie.
Well, my parents never turned it on for me. I wasn't a very capable child.
Shut up. They
hit the remote.
Shut up. I doubt that strongly that you could not turn on a TV.
I couldn't tie my shoes until I was in like middle school.
Would you just Velcro them or get them tied before you left?
I double knot that bitch and then never untie them.
That is brilliant.
Still can't tell my left from my right.
Yeah, we saw that earlier. That was.
But no, I was gonna say, my intern left, and so one of the days that she wasn't with me, she didn't come on Fridays. So her last Friday, I got a card that said like congratulations because she's gonna be graduating in May and whatever. And so I got all the kids to sign her card. And listen, first of all, kids don't know how to sign a fucking card, and it is funny because first period, just I mean like name all in a line, and then like. Second or third period kind of like got it a little bit, and then by fourth period those kids are nuts, like they're just wild. And so
rayons, kids,
huh,
paintball guns,
just yeah,
like
wild. Well, yeah, and like some of them were drawing pictures, and like some of the messages were hysterical. Like one of them wrote happy birthday, even though I had explained that she was just graduating. One of them wrote love you, bye.
That's sweet, though. That is
short. One of them wrote, hope you find good work.
What I love about kids is they're just so hey.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, like, I'm going to give you the condensed how I really feel. Hope you find work. You know, because who the fuck writes that as an adult? Hope you find work. You know, we're all thinking it sometimes, you know, but shit. Like, I love that the kid's like, fuck it, I'm going to write it in a card. Put a stamp on that shit. Kudos to them, man.
It was stupid cute.
Yeah, that is really cute, actually. I think so.
Yeah.
So
I did the same thing for Don't Tell Her. My teacher bestie's birthday is in March, and she was just out for 4 days for a training. And so I got all four class periods, got four different cards that they could all sign. It's the same shit. It's craziness. It's really funny.
Okay. Well.
Hey, and Robert, yes, I am a teacher. What are you saying? I admit when I don't know stuff.
You couldn't tie your shoes till what was it, middle school? I think that was back at that
point. I still keep them tied. Like I hate it when I have to tie my shoes.
Oh god, this test. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Skechers.
So we got a comment from Garrett. It's funny, it was our last comment, and then I hit refresh, and now we have three more comments from Garrett and Chanticleer. I've not seen this commenter before, so I'm excited to get to their thoughts as well. So we're going to get through three Garrett comments, and then Chanticleer, I'll save you for last. And that is it. If you didn't get your comment,
we've got a video from John.
Have a video. So
I sent to you in Facebook.
Okay, Facebook chat. Cool. I will play the audio of that because unfortunately we didn't get. If you're going to send videos, just let us know in advance because we do have to kind of prep the stream for that video. So we will still play the audio though, so you'll still hear it the normal way. So sorry about that. We just don't have that video currently set up. That's on me. Just thought I would take ownership there. Garrett says, what if season 2 was actually pretty good? I thought. Wasn't the biggest fan of continuing the Steve Peggy love saga, but it is what it is. But the actual what if scenarios were very unique, and it definitely kept my interest. I've still not seen Echo. I've been slacking MCU show-wise. I'll get to it sooner or later, but I don't know. Maybe there's some Marvel fatigue. Glad to know things are going to slow down for a bit. That's a really, really good short and sweet point, though. For, here again, selfish thoughts. For a Marvel podcast, it sucks. For the fatigue of Marvel, it's fucking wonderful. I am so torn on this because having weekly content is so vital to us continuing to get supporters and get, you know, kind of traction and kind of keep moving along the way. You know, we're going to review some older stuff, but truth be told, a lot of the newer stuff, that's what keeps it going. So that bums me out, you know. But I will say, from a fan perspective, I am so happy we get to kind of just take a deep breath and like, Okay. You know, and that ultimately trumps anything. I am really excited to take a deep breath. I'm excited about having that pause. And obviously hearing Garrett's comment here is right in line with that. I think it's a very important time to hit pause. Quality over quantity. I know some people have told us, give me all the MCU. Emmy is just a baby bird ready to get regurgitated in. That sounded weird. But Daddy Kevin is going to take a little step back and he's going to say, you're going to squawk for a little bit because I've got to hold some things. But I think the quality of worms he's going to spit in your mouth, Emmy, it's going to be fucking rad. I think it's going to be good. And I think it's going to be well. This is weird. It's getting really weird, but I'm really excited about this pause. Cannot wait. And we'll be here when they resume. And we're even going to be here during the pause in some instances. I'm super excited about this podcast and we're going to continue. so it's going to be great. I want to starve.
Garrett said, I want to starve.
I love you, Garrett. I love you so damn much. Okay. Keith, what are you thinking?
The quality over quantity argument reminds me of a really good quote from Zay Frank that says, let me not think of my work as a stepping stone to something else. And if it is, let me become fascinated with the shape of the stone. We don't need content for content's sake. We don't need movies to come out for a year, 3 a year. We just need you to put some love and care and fascination into what you're making. And that's all it means. If that means that we get to a point where there's more movies coming out each year and they're really passion projects and you feel the love put into them, that's great.
Yeah.
But it does feel like a quantity over quality or quality over quantity is the way to go right now to maybe reset a bit.
Well said.
I agree. That's a really good quote and a good point.
Mm-hmm. Garrett also said, also the Hela episode is the best one. False. Cohorty. And I will die on that hill. And I think there are a lot of people that would die on that hill with me. I'm sorry. Garrett, I hate to tell you, bud, but you're wrong about the Cowboys, and you're wrong about that. So come fight me. I'm just saying. How about them boys? How'd they do? God, I'm just an asshole. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
They won the Super Bowl, didn't they?
No, they did the thing that they always do. There's next year. There's next year. They did the.
Hey, you know what? You're a UT fan, so...
Oh, don't you... Emmy, don't you bring my personal bullshit into this, all right?
I'm a UT fan, too.
I know. I never said Cowboys would win anything. You're actually one of the coolest Cowboys fans I've ever met. My buddy is a cliche Cowboys fan. He is literally, man, our offense and defense, they're looking strong this year. I think this year we're going to... I think we're going to win it all. And I'm like, Justin, no, you're not. You never do. No, man, I really feel like it's going to be great.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
it sounds like Leafs fans up here.
Oh, it's just too much. It's too much. And honestly, most Cowboys fans are like that. But to Garrett's credit, he's actually, once again, he's a pretty decent. He's a very realist Cowboys fan, and there's not many of them. So they did what I said they would, and they get their ass whooped in the playoffs. And well, yeah, crying much. Cowboys and the Panthers going far next year. Oh, Whitney coming in with some Panthers talk. Okay.
Go Browns. I'm
ready to fight somebody. Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Amy has to take a shit. That's the only reason she's saying that.
So. I do need to make a poopy.
We may. Okay. So after this stream, we're probably going to take a 5-10 minute poop break and then quiplash time.
Oh, it's gone. I don't know where it went, but it isn't in my butthole anymore.
Oh, never mind. Okay. So we're not taking a poop break. We may take.
Cohorty just took it out and.
Definitely need to pee pee.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to pause real quick, Emmy, and go pee?
Yeah, do you want to pause for your pee pee?
Can we?
Yeah. We're going to talk with the chat for a little bit. I'm going to stop recording the audio so you guys don't have to hear this weird pause break. But hey, we're gonna catch up with our chat for a minute and get to our last comments, rank some what if pretty quickly, and then we'll play some quiplash. So back after this pee break.
And poop.
And
what?
Back after this pee break. But we're still streaming. All right, bye. All right, the magic of recording. You didn't hear any of that break, but our Twitch streamers did. Wow.
Emmy took a shit.
Emmy took a large shit. We heard it.
We
heard the plop. Like, kabunk. Like, you heard the water splash and everything.
It shook the house, honestly. it was solid.
Thank God.
By the way, this is Monster Energy.
Yes. This is Monster Energy. Yeah. She yelled, "Go Browns!" from the bathroom. Completely accurate.
Funny thing is,
Go Browns!
Funny thing is, sober. Literally, this is just an energy drink, but something about poop. Just,
yeah, me too.
It just makes me laugh. I don't know why, but poop is just funny to me. Okay. So, Garrett, we got our lines coming from Garrett. He says, hello there again. Or, excuse me, hello here again. Oh, here again. I gotcha. Forgot about Deadpool. This might end up being the best Marvel movie of all time. High uh-oh, expectations. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Get those expectations down.
Garrett.
Get them down. Get them down. High expectations, but honestly, that's my standard for it. I like that. Really hoping for a Deadpool kills the universe type of thing. Love y'all. Great show. Thank you so much, Garrett.
Thank you.
He posted that 37 minutes ago. So thank you. You're a sweetheart, Garrett. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having high expectations for one, MCU, and two, Ryan Reynolds. Both of those.
I was going to say, yeah, he's going to, mm-hmm. he'll do us right. He's not going to let us down. He will not allow them to let us down. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish he had all his fingers in a different.
I knew Emmy. Okay, so Garrett, I completely agree with my friends here. Maybe not the fingers,
me.
Maybe not the fingers in the pie extent, but I do agree with them. Where hey, it's Ryan Reynolds. He's not going to let us down. I have all the faith in him. I have all the faith in the Marvel Studios. You know, really giving him it's kind of like James Gunn vibes, like. Let you steer the ship. Hey, we may give you some parameters, but you steer the ship wherever you want to go. And I really think he is going to really surprise us. And I think to, you know, Keith, when we were breaking down this trailer, if you'd like to see the full 20-minute breakdown, youtube.com/TheAvengers, you can watch that. Really hoping for a Deadpool kills the universe type thing. The Void, talking about the 20th Century Fox and how he brings that down. We did speculate a little bit on that. Mm-hmm. And I think I can speak for us is we hope that happens too. I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Be a I fun would way to revisit. Sony too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, he can't. Sony's still around, so I don't think he can do that.
No, but, Sony will bring itself down.
Madam Web is already doing that. Madam Web, if you have not kept track, and God, I wish we could review it, but time, guys, it's so bad. But the Rotten Tomato score on Madam Web, last I looked, I think it was 16%. Damn. Man, my goodness.
And actually,
okay.
What I've heard about it.
You gotta think too. I was just gonna say, there's trolls out there. Female-led cast might be a little tiny bit of it.
Emmy, this is critics.
No.
This is critics.
What did Dakota Johnson say?
Well, some critics are
assholes. She's gonna sue. She thought she was gonna be in the MCU, is the way it was framed to her. Her
like, is that okay?
Agent somebody or something said that. Is that true?
Somebody said that in the Discord, but it was that some of the actresses and actors in the movie were looking too soon because they were told they were going to be part of the MCU.
Oh my God. And Garrett with my favorite comment, Sony makes Marvel movies. That is my favorite fucking comment of the night. I'm just going to label that right now. Last I looked, it was 13%. Reds are on fire. Madam Web is so fucking terrible. Tim Bub says, and wow. And Scorpio, Madam Web wasn't that bad. seeing her.
Okay, wasn't that bad? Isn't exactly a glowing review.
It's not a glowing review, but it's better.
I didn't want to my eyes out while I watched it.
But compared to fucking terrible, it's a step up. So,
I trust. Yeah, Vince it is. Yeah. Some base takes. I'd say.
Tim Bub. Mm-hmm. I love almost every Marvel movie. Madam Web was bad. I'd watch Morbius before that. Wow.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Damn, Morbius was fucking terrible.
And
I'm
Whitney,
sorry.
Whitney, seeing her name Tom Holland's Spider-Man movies was painful. Oh gosh, this.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is about her. Mm-hmm. She's probably a lovely person. Something about her
just gives you a little.
She's a woman with a punchable face.
Oh man, A Mandalorian. I love women, and I have no intention of seeing that movie. LOL. Hi,
Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. And Whitney, Spider-Man, here he comes. Oh my God. Oh, it's so bad. It's so cringe. Here comes
Whitney. Doesn't like her either. It's just she has a face that it's It's not resting bitch face. It's resting like I'm fed up with all of you peasants face.
Oh.
Like, her face is just like.
Ah, okay.
At all time. So, which I'm sure I can do that too.
Oh, you do every second. I was like, well, I just realized why I hate Emmy when she was describing that. I was like, fuck yeah, I can relate. But no, we have not seen Madam Web, so obviously we're just reading our chat.
I'll send you a link, Garrett.
We haven't seen it yet, so. Obviously, we don't know. This is our chat talking. So what did you think of Madam Web? Reach out to us. We'd love to hear it. But it sounds like one of those movies. It's so bad. It's going to be fun to review, if that makes sense.
It sounds like one of those movies that gets worse when you watch it.
Yeah, I would really like to review Madam Web. I really would. We may have to sneak in a review in there somewhere. There's too much shit coming out. X-Men 97 trailer. Fantastic Four news casting.
We still haven't done Aquaman 4.
We're a Marvel podcast, Emmy. DC's nuts is in the past.
DC's nuts.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. What did somebody say?
Was it about Aquaman?
Somebody said like choke on it or something. And he goes, choke on these. And he was like, I didn't say it. And I had to stop. I was like,
you almost
went. I had to face the wall.
You almost went nuts, and so you like kind of.
I almost finished a sentence.
Okay, thank goodness you didn't. Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate the comments. We got our last comment of the night. I'm not counting some douchebags, even though we'll still read it. This is the last comment of the night. Shannon Clear says, "Hey, Avengers, how are you doing?" Well, how are you doing, Shannon Clear? It's great to hear from you. First time commenter, maybe? I think so. First off, what if season 2 was great? I have nothing to nitpick about that show. It's what if. Okay, Emmy, shut the fuck up, Emmy. That's what I'm saying. So, no. it's what if.
Howie.
Echo wasn't my speed, but I don't have anything negative to say about it. It just didn't... Oh, excuse me. Just didn't like it, but I'll watch another season of Echo or a movie because it's Marvel. That Deadpool trailer was also great, and it seems like it's going to be what fans wanted. Multiverse of Madness wanted to be. Excuse me. I just hope leave their expectations at the door. Damn it, guys. All right.
Well said.
Expectations all the way at the door. And that was my problem with Multiverse of Madness. I will 100% agree with you. I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. It was a multiversal movie that was like, God, if they did this, what's Marvel going to do? And Marvel just...
Oh, God, you saw it first.
I did. And Marvel dropped the bag. I had expectations even before that movie with the Fox universe being incorporated. The rumors is what really killed that movie. There were so many rumors about what are they going to include here? Is they going to include there? And it was literally just let's make Wanda super strong in 2 seconds. And then, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get into it. I was let down. I was let down.
And Whitney says, can we all form a pact that we won't let our expectations get out of hand?
Never.
For Deadpool, it's so hard. It's so hard because it's Ryan Reynolds.
Deadpool and Fantastic Four. It is. Oh. Yeah, I'm rock hard for them.
I agree. Oh. Team Emmy. I'm Team Emmy. Like, I agree. At this point, Pedro, Ryan, sign me the fuck up. And Kirby. And I'm not talking about that writer back in the day. I'm talking about Vanessa.
I was thinking of the pink character from
not Jack, but I like Jack Kirby a lot too. Ooh,
I got you, Keith.
Okay, sorry, but we're okay.
Okay,
low expectations. Emmy, tell us all about how your expectations are going to be severely low.
Oh no, they're not. I'm sorry. I'm always disappointed constantly. It's fine. Yeah. I've learned to live with it. No. I said a word that reminded me of something that I wanted to talk about in the pre-show, but you guys wouldn't let me have a pre-show, and so here we are. So this week we had a lockdown at my school. So we have two kinds of lockdowns. One lockdown is that nobody can go in the hall, and like you just lock your door. Everything stays totally fine. Teaching continues and all that. The other kind of lockdown is... where you huddle in a corner and try to act like nobody's in the room. So they came over the PA system and said, we are going into a lockdown at this time. Usually they specify what kind of lockdown we are going into. Can you guys guess the names for the two kinds of lockdowns that we have?
Oh my God. No clue.
I looked at my co-teacher and I said, is it supposed to be hard or soft? And she looked back at me and she said, I don't know. what do you think we should do? You think we should do it hard or soft? And I said, well, they didn't say. I feel like if it was hard, they usually say that it's hard. So I guess we just do a soft and hope we're right. And she was like, yeah, but what if we go hard?
Okay.
Okay. Having this conversation, us two adults in front of an entire classroom full of middle schoolers and us being middle schoolers ourselves.
I just want to clear Keith and Brandon's name here because at the start of her story, she's like, you guys wouldn't let me have a pre-show. We were one, ensuring that we had a stream that would work. That's what we were doing. And two, the fact that this is what was going to be on the pre, I'm happy we didn't have one. I'm actually okay with it now. You know, talking about soft and hard and over and over.
Yeah. This is gold.
Keith.
Yeah, gold.
Keith, it's not. You just missed that. We're supposed to gang up on. I'm once again.
Are you going to try again?
No, I'm going to edit this and I'm going to make it seem like Keith is a raging asshole to Emmy. And we're going to just edit all his things. Yeah.
Here, I'll help.
Yeah. Eat me. All right.
Who's Mel?
Well, whether you're hard or soft, we appreciate you joining us tonight. So we also have, I don't have much to say about the fantastic forecasting. I only know Pedro Pascal and the dude from The Bear, so I can't say too much. Just have to wait and see how it all plays out. It's going to be great.
Same. Absolutely same.
That's absolutely same for Emmy. If you're not watching, she said me too, like kind of mouthed it to the camera. It was really cool. So X-Men 97 trailer was cool. I've been watching X-Men 97 recently, so I'm kind of caught up on it. I think Marvel is about to put foot to ass with the upcoming content we're getting. Ooh, I love it. Kick its ass. The Marvels had an X-Men post-credit scene. Deadpool is going to have mutants in it and maybe more, and Fantastic Four on the way. Man, let's go Marvel. Let's go Chanticleer. Thank you so much. Great comment. Here's the thing.
What a great comment to end it on.
Fucking wonderful comment to end it on. If they do not go previously on X-Men, if they don't do that at the start of X-Men 97, missed fucking opportunity.
Riot.
Do it. Do it, please. Just I want
expectations, Brandon.
Sorry. Sorry. I hope they just start the show. I hope they just start the show. Damn it, it's going to be good. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for commenting. Appreciate you all so much. Guys, that was, we've had a good time with all these comments. This has been a really good show so far. So, what are you thinking?
We've got the audio from John Sturrock.
I forgot.
The audio from John.
All right, we are going to get to the audio from John.
There's one more comment, too.
Oh, God. Let me read this. Emmy, 24 minutes ago, I have to pee.
Sometimes you get in the flow, and I wanted to make sure.
You know what's funny? I like every comment to have a footnote that I've read it. I just had to like your comment, and I'm really annoyed about it. So you're going to get an alert that says, The Adventures Podcast liked my comment. I have to pee. It's a ruse. Ah, I liked every one of their comments except yours, but I did have to like it, so I said I read it. Because I'm OCD.
I liked it, too. So I have to pee has two likes.
You know what? Okay.
You know, I'm proud of you. All right, so we're gonna get to John's video right now. Obviously, we're not set up. Sorry, John, but we're gonna hear it in audio form. So we're gonna hit play right now, guys. So excited to get to it. Thank you, Keith, for continuing to remind me and my forgetful ass. It's really appreciated. So let's hit play right now.
All right, guys. So first, my thoughts on What If. I think I've pretty well established my thoughts on this show, but I'll say it again, much better than the first season, but also better than I think anybody expected. Animation was a step up. Stories were much more straightforward and not so all over the place, which I thought was fantastic. And I truly just didn't have any complaints about it. It didn't feel so all over the place and jumpy. The funny was kind of well-placed funny versus the a little bit more nonsensical funny from the first season. but yeah, that. Echo. I don't get the hate for Echo, but I also understand why some people might not like it so much. And I say that because Echo should, much like the Taskmaster, have been more comic accurate. That said, I didn't dislike the powers. I didn't dislike everything as presented, but I didn't hate it, but I just would prefer that the character had been more like the comics, where she was basically copy and paste for her moveset. I'm going to step forward a little bit, and I don't think you guys were planning on talking about this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Deadpool and fucking Wolverine.
We didn't talk about it at all, John.
Fucking go. I cannot fucking wait for that movie, and I don't even think it needs to be discussed any more than that. Let's fucking go. And on that note, thanks for twitching, fuckers. Mwah.
Great comments there. Great comments, John. I love every one of our listeners, like, we're going to talk about this shit. And there's been so much news dropping this week. I'm glad you guys all did. What else needs to be said? That's the second time we've got a Let's Go Marvel. Let's go. I'm so pumped. It feels, and I don't mean to be cheesy, it just feels like something really, like there's something on the horizon. It feels like maybe there's this new like excitement level. I also think the delay in some of these projects is adding that palpable feel again, you know, where we were just like, okay, yeah, now this is coming up. Now this is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got this kind of like, oh shit, we have exactly. That's also, I think, can help a lot for one, fatigue, but two, maybe even our perception of these movies and our expectations. Who knows? But God, I love the optimism and the excitement felt tonight for all these upcoming projects and even the ones that we watched with What If and Echo. So really, really cool.
It's nice to see it kind of listen, like it's the franchise or like a company that is kind of listening to their audience as a whole. It's for better, for worse. That is what I prefer a company like this to do, rather than ignore the fans and ignore the numbers and ignore the thoughts that are out there. There's a lot of shit takes on movies that don't deserve it and shows that don't deserve that kind of harsh criticism. But, you know, if you think of other times where the MCU has taken a dip in quality, I think they do read what people say online. They think about how can they put their best foot forward going forward, and they don't just roll over and die. And I appreciate the hell out of that. I don't want to see a big MCU reset. I want to see them make the best going forward and regroup, you know?
Well said. Amy.
You didn't understand why Echo was getting a lot of hate. I wouldn't say hate. I wouldn't say we're mad. I would just say we're just a wee bit disappointed.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like my parents when I was in high school.
Well, just like
anyone. Actually, not high school, college.
I was going to say, just like anyone who's met Emmy, you're just going to be disappointed. You know, you're just going to be.
A day to say that to me, Brandon. What a day to say that.
I like that you admittedly outdid yourself. You're like, oh man, I was disappointing in high school. Well, wait till I got to college.
No, high school, I was one of the valedictorians in my year. I got to college and I was like, oh fuck, you have to study?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Hold on. So you were a valedictorian in high school. Did it just come naturally? Like, how the fuck did you, like, because you're like, oh, I have to study in college. Like, I'm curious. What was the...
Oh yeah, high school was easy for me. And then I got to college and it smacked me right on my ass and I was like, ooh, yeah, do it again.
No, Emmy, god damn it. I was trying to, like, I couldn't even stop it by the time, like, the wheels in my head is like, oh, she's gonna go there. Damn it. All right.
I think it was my sophomore year, I had a 1.8 GPA. Like, yeah, I went from a 4.0 to a 1.8. like,
that college was like, god, what the fuck,
what, why did we let that bitch in?
Hey,
paid, damn it.
Hey, Emmy, you had a rough day, and I just want to let you know from the bottom of my heart, you're one of the most beautiful people I've ever met, and I think the world of you, and you're a slut, and I hope you know that. So just always remember that, okay?
Thank you. I do.
All right. Good deal.
I appreciate that. I also just wanted to point out, John, you watch your fucking language. You said fucking a lot.
Yeah, John, we're trying to be a fucking family-friendly podcast. How are we going to get fucking sponsors if you keep saying fuck? God, yeah. I'm so over how many listeners are just so disrespectful for our turn to be a family-friendly podcast. It's kind of bullshit, and I'm really over it. Keith has been leading the way. He has not said one cuss word this entire time, except shit damn fart, or hell damn fart. It was hell damn fart. But
hell damn fart. I would never say shit.
Yeah, thank you. See, Keith takes it seriously. I like that. We had a blast tonight. Before we finalize everything, Emmy, what you thinking, my friend?
Okay, you told me to organically bring my two things in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
You did. You did. Hard and soft, don't act like you didn't.
Oh, I did that, but okay. This one's short, sweet, to the point. So I told you guys I got a new Apple Watch. I also got a new Apple Watch background. Can you guys see it? Probably not.
Nope.
Anyway,
is it black?
Oh, here.
Clever.
Ooh. Oh, that says
what's Emmy's passcode? I'm gonna guess 69420.
I'm gonna guess bubble.
It does have a 69 in it.
Ah, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. 69, probably. So.
No. But anyway, okay. So, you know when you set up your phone and when you're young and immature and or old and immature, you set it up to like not use your real name. It's like, my name's Abby, but you can call me whatever you want.
Sure. And
you say something. Well, I must have set up my phone to give me a different name. And like your phone never really says your name unless if you use Siri. But I don't use Siri. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I just said her name out loud.
Oh, there it
oh,
is.
Oh, it's the other one.
It's the other one. Yeah.
You woke her up.
You did.
Anyway. But yeah. But the you know how people talk about like closing their circles?
Yes.
That
Emmy
uses my name.
I feel like you're struggling.
Like, I'm distracted by the chat, man.
You guys
are guessing that my password is 12369.
I love it. Someone even got more simple than that, 12345. So yeah.
Wait, you said people talk about closing their circles. What is that?
Yeah. It's like an activity tracker.
Yep.
Yeah. And so if I close my circles for like standing up once every hour or whatever, it like.
By the way, you can lay in
congratulates.
You can
me.
Lay in bed and do the tomahawk chop and you'll get a stand. It's wonderful. If I'm in the car,
oh, nice.
If I'm in a car doing a road trip, I'll do that just to get my stand goal. I'm really ridiculous about it. So.
Oh, I don't really care that much, but it's been telling me I've been doing a great job. I don't know what I'm doing.
So it's
well, you gotta love a good affirmation.
It's really awesome because when I stand up at work for the first time in 3 hours, it's always like, "What the fuck? Great, dude! Congrats!" I'm like, "Oh, sorry." Yeah, it's a really nice pep talk.
Where's this guy been?
What the fuck, Mr. Active? Standing up every 3 hours? I see you. Like it's exactly how you feel.
Today it was like you just beat your record 13 days, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's how long I've had the fucking watch." But it calls me something and it makes me giggle every time I see it. It's not just an affirmation. Slut. It is a mood lifter.
Slut.
My watch calls me fuckstick.
That is amazing. So here's
I set my phone up to call me fuckstick.
You know, if you're
back when you were so immature.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've changed
yesterday.
Jimmy. You've changed
yesterday. I will say you can, Renee, my wife, like I will take her phone and I'll be like, and I'll just turn on Siri. I'm like, call me something. And it's so amazing when she realizes it. It's usually a few days afterward, but it's fucking wonderful. So if you ever want to play a prank on your spouse, significant other, grab their phone. And like one time I was like, call me booty, 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 rocking everywhere. And like, it sounds so stupid when Siri says it, like ridiculously stupid. And it's worth it. Where it's like, hey, Siri, set my alarm for 5 a.m. Okay, booty, 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 rocking it. Like, it's really good.
You should try fuckstick.
I'm going to try fuckstick.
It really, really makes me giggle.
That's awesome.
Because I'll do it. I'll, like, get, like, an alert at school. Like, you stood up the last 3 hours. And it's like, yeah, that's part of my job. Congratulations, fuckstick.
Good job, fuckstick.
It's kind of really condescending and just really funny.
That is actually amazing. That is actually amazing. Guys, thank you so much for joining this evening. If you're in the chat with us, if you're streaming with us, hang tight. We're going to hang out after the show. We'd love to see you still there. However, if you're in the audio form, this is our goodbye to you. So you're going to get my normal closing. If you want to support the show, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave a review, 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Really goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate that support. You want to see more of us? You want to see the video version? Deadpool and Wolverine trailer react. We got 2,500 views. We were really stoked about that. That's pretty big numbers for us on YouTube. So if you can, check it out. It's youtube.com/TheAvengers. It's a full 20-minute breakdown. We actually go like scene by scene in certain parts and really break it down. So I'm really proud of the video. Keith just did a phenomenal job editing it. You should really check it out. Really, really would appreciate that. And also, if you want to support the show, $1 every single month, it's patreon.com/adventurespodcast. That $1 does go into supporting streams like this. It goes into continuing that we have this opportunity to create content for you all. So really, really appreciate any support you can lend us. Really does go a long way with just kind of paying our bills and keeping the lights on. And we have wonderful patrons that continue to do that every single month. And we really appreciate you all. So thank you guys so much. We love you. We're about to head out. We don't have a credits name to get to, I don't think. But man, Keith, Emmy, any thoughts on this stream before we go hang out with our viewers and play some Quiplash? What do you think?
This was
congratulations, awesome. Fuckstick.
Keith taking the high road, Emmy taking the super low road. So Keith, get us on that high road for a moment.
I was going to say, this has been awesome. I love how many people commented. I love that we've got so many people talking to us in chat. Thank you all for being here. It's been a great time, and I'm so glad we had all these things this week to talk about. It's been a very fruitful week. It's been awesome. It's been based.
It has been based, and thank you so much. We appreciate you all. Emmy, what did you want to say again? Can you just repeat that?
Congratulations, fuckstick.
Good deal. Guys, gonna take a step back away from the show for a little bit. Cannot wait to be back with my friends talking all this MCU content. Keep listening. Emmy and Keith are gonna blow it out of the water. I know it. And they're gonna do some really great shows for you. So please continue to tune in and check it out. We'll be back with X-Men 97 when it comes out. We'll be back with Deadpool. And we'll also have some fun reviews everywhere in between. So super excited to continue creating content for you all. I'm gonna go you know, be with my wife, and we're gonna go see how the parenting thing is gonna go. So baby showers tomorrow, cannot wait. So I'll see you guys.
Glad you said that. I was gonna show up on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you guys in a few weeks, but love you very much. Thank you for supporting me in life. And you guys are incredible and cannot wait to be back and hanging out with you guys. So we will see you later. Thank you for tuning in. Show probably next week. You're going to get the audio version of this. If you liked it, let us know. Diuk. We're heading out. Bye, guys.